free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, September the 20th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the newest tempest in Washington, D.C. Every week, and it's another he said, she said type of thing. And of course, the newest one is the whistleblower gate, as you can follow the hashtag on Twitter. And so we're now being told that President Trump and Rudy Giuliani had a conversation with people in the Ukrainian government, and they're not allowed to do that, evidently. And so there's a great deal of angst and ink being spent on this. The whistleblower complaint about President Trump involves Ukraine, according to two people familiar with the matter. Pushes MSNBC, Politico, CNN, and all the rest of them. They're now examining whether Trump and his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, sought to manipulate the Ukrainian government to help Trump's re-election campaign. Well, Giuliani said, yeah, of course I did. He acknowledges asking Ukraine to investigate the Biden family's corrupt connections there in the Ukraine. And while they're at it, why don't you investigate their connections there in China as well? And while you're at it, why don't you take a look at Victoria Nuland and the Obama administration, what they did in the Ukraine? It's kind of interesting. my wife was doing some homeschooling history with my daughter, and what came up was Crimea. And they were talking about it. I said, well, I hope you told her. Made it clear as you're looking at this history, the Crimea. Crimea was part of Russia before America gained its independence, well before America gained its independence, going back in the 1600s. So I said, all of this stuff that we hear from everybody about Ukraine and how Russia took Crimea away from Ukraine and everything. I said, give her some context. She's going to need this to sort out all the different lies that are being told about everything. But again, we're not really going to focus on that. We're going to take a look today at what's going on with the Second Amendment. We still haven't seen any gun control measures from President Trump, and that's a good thing. What President Trump should be doing, what the Republicans should be doing, is saying, we're going to get rid of these infringements. You know, we've been adding razor cut after razor cut to the Second Amendment throughout the 20th century. And it's about time they start sewing those cuts up by getting rid of the legislation. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. The question is, what are they going to do? We have some information that was leaked yesterday from the White House, and we've had senators respond to it, GOP senators. They believe there's going to be a universal background check as part of that. I would imagine that if they're going to release it, they would release it on a Friday. That gives them an opportunity. If you've got bad news, it's got to come out. You typically want to release that on a Friday. It gives you the whole weekend to kind of gauge, do a slow rollout of this to the public and try to kind of manage expectations. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. We'll tell you what has been rumored on that. We'll take a look at updates in war, but especially we're going to take a look at what's going on with Facebook as well. I didn't talk about it yesterday, but they've got their Zuckerberg was in Washington again testifying, and he's talking about his new Supreme Court idea. Supreme Court for Facebook, of course. Because this guy who sees himself as ruler of the world, they're in the process of making up some new rules. They're writing a new constitution for the new world cyberspace. But you have to understand that that constitution in cyberspace is not going to be limited to Facebook or to the internet. They're going to use that to exert their control over you in physical space. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, September 20th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at what's going on with Facebook. They have new governing rules that they're coming out with. Of course, they are banning and censoring everything. They interfered in the Israeli election, regardless of which candidate you're supporting there. If you're Israeli or whatever. I mean, that's not my country, so I don't have a candidate there. You probably don't either, but you ought to pay attention to the effect that Facebook can have on an election, in case you hadn't noticed in 2016 what they were able to do. It was not ads that other people purchased. It's what the social media companies themselves did. And now they've got new rules for a new Facebook Supreme Court. Isn't that interesting? It's kind of plausible deniability that he's doing this, but he has taken, I think, the very worst aspect of our current government, the Supreme Court, as it currently exists in the 21st century, and he's replicating that to rule cyberspace. And as I said at the top of the hour, it's going to be ruling your physical space, your urban space, ruling you, your life, because these people are extending their reach via the internet into every single aspect of your life. If they can control a network of cars in a smart city, and if they can monitor you everywhere that you go, and they can make it so that you have to get their permission in order to get a job, that's real physical control. Just take a look at what's going on in Toronto with Sidewalk Labs by Google. That is extending the same kind of model that they have used, the authoritarian model that you see already implemented in China, extending that authoritarian model into an experiment in Toronto. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about the headline news here. We have Elizabeth Warren, as Breitbart reports, hires a lobbyist one day after releasing a plan calling lobbying legalized bribery. Yeah, this is Democrat hypocrisy talking about legalized bribery. She unveiled an anti-corruption plan on Monday to introduce a, quote, cooling off period for lobbyists before they can serve in government roles. Oh, that should do it, right? That will last a very short period of time. Remember when they had attention drawn momentarily to Nancy Pelosi's insider trading? And they put together a prohibition of Congress people and staff from doing insider trading? Because for them, it was legal. For everybody else, it was illegal. I mean, it's not just that they have a different standard when they violate the law. They have different laws for them than they do for us. And when they put that in, they only waited about 8 months until they removed it quietly. Made a big fanfare about it because the whistle got blown about what Nancy Pelosi was doing with insider trading. And then after the attention died down, they quietly eviscerated it. Anyway, an anti-corruption plan on Monday was revealed by Elizabeth Warren. It would prohibit active lobbyists from donating to political campaigns. She called that legalized bribery. Bribery. The Democrats would never try to bribe you for a vote, would they? I mean, every single one of them has got trillion-dollar programs, tens of trillions of dollars, and not just one program. Multiple programs, tens of trillions of dollars. So that's not bribery, is it? No, actually, as I've said many times, H.L. Mencken said an election is an advance auction of stolen goods. So this is really an auction. They're auctioning for your vote. Or you could say, I guess you call it bribery. I think it kind of fits. She said, big corporations can buy influence from politicians. When that happens, the promise of democracy, that every voice matters, that promise is broken. The first thing to do to fix it is to end lobbying as we know it. Well, let me ask you this, because every time people talk about campaign finance reform and the rest of this stuff, I always want to, you know, we typically make two mistakes rather than fixing the first one. When big corporations can buy influence from politicians, what does that tell you? The politicians have too much influence over our lives. And this politician, Elizabeth Warren in particular, has 43 different plans to micromanage and control every aspect of the economy. If you want to create a company, she's going to control it. If you want a job, she's going to control it. If you want a raise, she's going to control that. And on and on and on. You want to eat meat, she's going to control that. You want to fly in a plane or drive a car, she will control that as well. Where do you want to live? Well, they'll have something to say about that as well. See, if you have to buy influence from politicians, it's because the politicians have an inordinate amount of power. And that's why we have seen an astronomical jump in the amount of money being spent on all of these political campaigns, especially the presidential campaign. If you go back to the 2000 election between Al Gore and George W. Bush, Al Gore complained that George W. Bush was buying the election because he spent a little bit over $100 million. That's chump change. We spend that now. Way more than that on Senate races. We're setting new records at every level of federal politics. Congressional races, Senate races, but especially the presidency. Hillary Clinton spent well over $1 billion. So how do we go in, you know, 15 years, how do we go up by a factor of 15? Well, it's because the amount of power that has been accumulated in Washington, what we have allowed them to usurp over our lives, has gone up so much. So when we talk about this, we talk about the Facebook Supreme Court. We're going to have on the program with us later in the show, we're going to have Richard Proctor to talk about the Constitution, because we've had some very interesting back and forth competition between President Trump and California in a lot of different areas. For example, they tried to keep him off the ballot by saying, you're not going to get on the ballot unless you give us all your tax returns. We just had a court shut that down and say, you cannot add qualifications to a presidential candidate at the state level. And so we're going to talk about the what the Constitution says about that. Also, the back and forth between President Trump and California, where President Trump is saying, we gave you California. No other state, as far as I know, has that capability to set their own corporate average fuel economy standards. And California was doing it, setting them up much, much higher than the federal government. And so President Trump said, we're not going to extend that power that we gave to you anymore. So we'll talk about that in terms of the 10th Amendment. We'll also talk about the power being usurped by the Pentagon when they tell President Trump. First, they said, you know, just last week, okay, well, you said you're going to stay in Afghanistan for a while. We'll give you $3.5 billion to build a wall. And then this week they come back and they say, no, those three wall projects, forget about it. They're going to be too expensive. They're over budget. The Pentagon is canceling the wall because it's over budget. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. Can't make this stuff up. So when we look at this, who is the lobbyist that Elizabeth Warren hired the very next day after she said lobbyist and lobbying is nothing but legalized bribery? The next day she hired Kimberly Diaz Scott, a registered lobbyist for Florida's Planned Parenthood affiliates. She announced that she was leaving the organization to head up Warren's campaign in Florida. I will not be far from the Planned Parenthood movement, she said. We will continue to fight like hell to elect a brilliant leader who will work to protect the health, safety, and future of all people. All people past 9 months of age, that is. So there we are, right there. Is she trying to, is that bribery? Is that corruption? Is that collusion with Planned Parenthood? Well, it certainly is hypocrisy, isn't it? And then we have Bernie Sanders, and we'll play the clip for you when we come back, saying that he would be positively disposed to expanding asylum to include climate refugees. I thought this was a global problem. Oh, yes, he says. That means everybody in the world could come here. Because evidently, we've got the highest ground anywhere. No, they're coming for the free stuff. They're not coming for the high ground. As a matter of fact, you know, you got Obama and all these other billionaires are buying up beachfront property. It's supposed to be underwater pretty soon. We're going to have to pay for flood insurance for them. We'll be right back.
Last week and a half, we've been running two specials that are the best deals in our history. 75% off the Total Gut Health Combo Pack. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at over 50% off. It's incredible. We also have the Dusk Till Dawn InfoWars AM PM Pack, which makes it easy to take it in the morning and take it in the evening. 13 different key capsules that are incredible. You want to supercharge your life? This helps you remember to do it, and the results for myself and many others have been nothing less than astounding. Plus, you can't beat it. It funds the information war. You have absolutely nothing to lose but not taking action. Believe you, the deep state, Hillary, Obama, the NWO, they hope you don't support InfoWars in this urgent moment where they're trying to shut us down. So we've got a whole bunch of other specials running as well. Check them out. They're all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
We have entered a great time of change. The social engineers who serve Satan, who are in control of this planet, believe that if they can organize enough crises that they control, they can terrorize the planet into accepting a tyrannical corporate world government known as a technocracy, in their own words, that will manage and control and manipulate every facet of our lives. At first, they give you just a few basic things to do. Don't support Trump. Don't promote Alex Jones. And once you've submitted to that, well, don't say mother and father. And, well, let us sterilize your children. Take these forced inoculations. And here, take this Prozac pill. And here, smoke this weaponized marijuana. Oh, you know, don't be a Christian. This is truly the Mark of the Beast system. And we're on air right now covering it. And you're awake. You're involved. You're engaged. You're an ambassador of truth. So I'm begging you for yourself and myself and my family and your family. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, the live shows right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
A deception going on, isn't there? And we've got Bernie Sanders saying that he would like to use the idea of climate change and climate refugee to expand asylum. Because, you know, we can use climate change. It's malleable. We can use it for anything that they want to do, any way that they want to mandate or prohibit anything that we do. The go-to thing today is climate change, because they've got the kids, as I pointed out yesterday, spent a lot of time talking about Greta Thunberg, the teenager, also she's from Sweden, also the teenager from Seattle, that they have testifying, saying, don't tell me that I've got a future, we're all going to die. There's no point in even going to school, says Greta Thunberg, because I'm going to be dead before I can get out. Why should I even go? I mean, folks, they have gaslighted these kids, scared these kids so much. As I said yesterday, they're having difficulty sleeping. They see no point in going on in school, going on in life, getting married, having kids, and so forth. They don't want a future. They don't see a future. And they are very, very, very psychologically abused by the schools that our governments have created worldwide. So much so, they've now got a sub group within the psychological community saying we have to address this, specifically the climate anxiety for children that we've now created. And we have to treat it, but don't treat it as if it's mental illness or paranoia. Oh, these are not tinfoil hat conspiracy theories that they're being fed. This is reality. This is reality. And we got to help them deal with this. Yeah. Get them some medication. Let's get them doped up so we can have some more mass shootings. But we may also wind up having some of these kids committing suicide. You know, we're always told, don't say anything to a kid who's LGBT because, you know, you bully them about that kind of stuff and they might commit suicide. And they do commit suicide when they are gender confused. And when they are climate bullied, do you think they're going to start committing suicide in higher numbers? I mean, they're calling out the psychologists for them already. But this is what they're doing. They've got a baseline of useful, youthful idiots that the Marxists always want. And so they're preaching to the choir, and they're telling them that everything in the world, every problem is an opportunity. And the way they make it a problem is by linking it to climate change, because that's the world in which these kids live. So here's Bernie Sanders talking about how we're going to have to expand asylum to allow people to come here from all over the world, because evidently we are higher sea level wise, I guess, than everybody else, you know, because all the, you know, everybody's going to be drowning everywhere. You know, Obama just spent tens of millions of dollars on an area that, and you can actually go to the internet. I was looking for it. I had it in my stack here of articles, but I must have misplaced it. But there's actually a site where you can go in and you can type in different zip codes. And it will tell you the total value of real estate in California, you know, up in the elite areas of Massachusetts and New York, all these different islands. It'll tell you, and these people really believe that all of this area is going to go away. They're actually using this to try to goad people into doing something to stop climate change. Say, look, all you people, you've got $5 billion worth of real estate here that's going to be underwater in 10 years. Aren't you concerned about that? Don't you want to stop that? Don't you want to join with us in the climate fight? And guess where all these billionaires and all these people pushing global climate change and flying in their private jets from one virtue signaling conference to the other, guess where they're putting all their houses and all their money? They're putting all of their money in mansions by the sea. By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, where you will no longer see them if their predictions are right, because they will be underwater. So clearly they don't believe this. But let's hear what Bernie Sanders has to say, video clip number one.
Right now, obviously, the amount of refugees we take in is at historic lows in terms of the recent history. And there's a lot of things that can be done. The executive, in terms of asylum categories, would you favor expanding the asylum categories, which are enumerated, right, to include a category for people that are specifically climate, pushed out by climate?
Yeah, I think that is absolutely something that we have to look at, and I think I would be positively disposed to that. But it has to exist all over the world. What she raised is, it's not just people in Latin America who would gravitate to the United States.
Sure.
It is people all over the world. And, you know, it means that we have to deal with the crises in these countries right now so the people can possibly stay there. And we have to welcome people all over the world. I mean, we're talking about God knows how many millions and millions and millions of people who are going to be dispossessed as a result of climate change. It's a huge issue.
That's right. It's a worldwide flood from the people who don't believe we had a worldwide flood. Better build an ark. We're going to need to put everybody in there. And we're going to have to bring them here to America because evidently we're higher than Mount Ararat. This is Chris Hayes because MSNBC wanted to have their climate change forum too. They didn't want to just leave it the way that CNN had it, right? So they've got to have another climate change, which was even got less attention than CNN's climate change. But just think about that. Why does everybody have to come here, right? If it's a global climate, it's just like the climate treaty, the Paris Climate Treaty. Why is it that the U.S. and Western Europe, but especially the U.S., even though we have done more to reduce all of the metrics that they say is going to create this catastrophic change, we have done far more than anybody else in terms of reducing that. And yet we're going to have to be the ones to do draconian cuts. Europe also, but not China, not India. They were going to be allowed to continue building the dirtiest power plants anywhere on Earth in unrestricted numbers for another couple of decades before they would even have to cap it, and then cap it for another couple of decades before they would have to begin to reduce it. But we had to reduce it right away. And if you're talking about global climate change, how is it not a problem when China and India do it, but it is a problem when the U.S. and Europe does it? When you're talking about floods and you're talking about climate refugees, why do they have to come here from Latin America or everywhere in the world, says Bernie? He goes one better, you know, everywhere in the world, they got to come here. Well, why aren't they, why don't we go there? You know, why don't we go to the Swiss Alps? I think we ought to all go to the Swiss Alps. I've been there. It's really nice. It's cooler than Austin. I could go to the Swiss Alps. I could handle that. I call myself a climate refugee. They can't refuse me. I don't know. This is absolutely amazing. You know, when we look at the hypocrisy of these people, and we look at the little scandals, and we look at what everybody is talking about. I mean, everybody's talking about Justin Trudeau and his blackface scandal. Here's the thing that I don't understand about that. If it's offensive to the left that Justin Trudeau wore blackface or brownface or whatever it was when he dressed up as a character, or if he did a minstrel show, whatever, you know, why is it not a problem when Beto does that? Beto O'Rourke, as I tweeted out, and you can find me on Twitter, Libertarian, I said, here we got a guy whose entire campaign is based on what they would consider to be racism or cultural misappropriation if somebody else did it. I mean, you don't even have a hashtag, hashtag O'Rourke. It's hashtag Beto. Beto's not his name. It's his assumed identity. Why is it okay when he goes in brownface to run for president or senator, and it's not okay for Justin Trudeau? Why aren't the conservatives talking about that?
We have never been closer to a new world war with the crisis in the Middle East, with the Saudi oil fields destroyed, half of their capacity, 5% of world capacity. Whoever's behind it, know this, there are powerful forces that want a global conflagration. And now is the time to be more aware of that than ever and understand how precarious our position is here on this planet. And that we are just mortal, flawed human beings that need to seek God's countenance, God's discernment, and to pray for peace, and to pray for transparency, and to pray that the very twisted, evil forces on this planet trying to start a world war will be exposed and their attempts at creating an even bigger global crisis will be stopped. Now, we'll probably avert a new world war, hopefully, but it's already tilting towards a global depression because of energy crises. We're covering it all live on the radio at InfoWars.com.
Last week and a half, we've been running two specials that are the best deals in our history. 75% off the Total Gut Health Combo Pack. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at over 50% off. It's incredible. We also have the Dusk Till Dawn InfoWars AM PM Pack, which makes it easy to take it in the morning and take it in the evening. 13 different key capsules that are incredible. You want to supercharge your life? This helps you remember to do it, and the results for myself and many others have been nothing less than astounding. Plus, you can't beat it. It funds the information war. You have absolutely nothing to lose but not taking action. Believe you, the deep state, Hillary, Obama, the NWO, they hope you don't support InfoWars in this urgent moment where they're trying to shut us down. So we've got a whole bunch of other specials running as well. Check them out. They're all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars. And we are the individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan. And we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just want to take time out again to salute the audience because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that's your operation, would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items, 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
You know what I'm waiting to see? I'm waiting to see the video of Justin Trudeau, who was wearing blackface as Jafar from Aladdin. I'm waiting to see him sing A Whole New World. I just want to see the video of him dressed up. I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over and under, sideways, on a magic carpet ride, whatever. I mean, and of course, he was on his magic carpet ride when he, kind of pushed back on that. He was on his jet airplane, and now he's had multiple images. I think we're currently up to 3 images. There is a video, by the way, of him singing not A Whole New World, but him singing the Banana Boat song, Harry Belafonte's Deo, and blackface. I don't know. I'm sure that there was a good reason for it. It must have been Black History Month or something, you know, when he did that. He's been uninvited from an NBC talk show because of that. It's not looking too good for him. And, you know, when you look at this world that these people have created, this virtue-signaling world of political correctness, identity politics, and so forth, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, how this virtue-signaling PC culture is kind of devouring itself. Even Buttigieg, is trying to distance himself from it. I call him Booty Gay because I can't pronounce his name. And I don't care to. I'm hoping he goes away before I learn how to pronounce his name. But he is always virtue signaling about the fact that he's gay. So I think that if he hears me call him Booty Gay, he's going to adopt that. It'd be kind of like Beto, right? It'd be his new nickname instead of, you know, and it would actually fit. I mean, Beto is not Hispanic, but Booty Gay is gay, and he always reminds us of it. But now he's trying to distance himself from this voracious, self-consuming PC culture a little bit. As he's talking about how gay he is, how gay am I? Just imagine the gayest thing you can ever imagine, and I'm gayer than that. He actually said that. That's his one of his quotes. That's why I call him Booty Gay, because you know, I'm sure he would. He might actually change his name if he thinks of that. I don't know. But he goes on to a program, the Clay Kane Show, on Sirius XM. You know, we're not on Sirius XM anymore. We used to be. InfoWars used to be on. Until the CEO became the most prominent and first major CEO to become a transgender. We were kind of dropped like a hot potato. I just don't know what happened. It's just a coincidence, I guess. Anyway, so he goes on Sirius XM, the Clay Kane Show. And he says, well, I can't even read the LGBT media anymore, says Booty Gay, because it's all, he's too gay. He's not gay enough. He's the wrong kind of gay. He's Booty Gay. he says, I'm sure you've heard this before in LGBT circles that more masculine presenting men have more access. How different would it be if you were quote unquote more effeminate? He says, well, all I know is I'm just myself. Yeah, it's just myself. The problem is that that's his special power. You know, when you look at the Democrat field, what do you have? I mean, these people who have lived by identity politics are going to die by identity politics. Vote for me, says Robert Francis O'Rourke, because I'm Hispanic. No, you're not. Now, Booty Gay actually is gay. And so that's his special power. Just like, you know, you want to vote for Kamala Harris because she's female and kind of black. Not exactly. Just like Obama. But everybody's got a, it's not so much a secret identity, because it's a virtue identity. You know, that's a, they're not a superhero with a secret identity. They want you to know that they're Clark Kent and that Clark Kent is Hispanic. In their view of the world, Clark Kent is Hispanic and gay, I'm sure. When we look at this, that the virtue signaling never stops. Now we have, and you see this on the Drudge Report, is it unethical to upgrade your iPhone? Oh, now we've got the guilt tripping getting really serious. Really serious. Because, you know, these people, that is the center of this generation's life. The iPhone. Everything is centered around that. You can't have a conversation anymore. Everybody's looking at their phone. We all do it. I do it. TheWeek.com says, well, the New York Times pointed out to us when this last iPhone came out, they suggested that if you got a 3 or 4 year old phone, don't buy a new one because there isn't really much that's changed on these things. And that's right. I said it when Steve Jobs died. I said, you're going to watch this innovation just die. It died when they kicked him out, when they brought in Scully, who was a bean counter at best from Pepsi, and he engineered getting Steve Jobs thrown out of Apple, and they almost went under until they brought him back as CEO, as interim CEO. He was a genius in terms of innovation. And the same cannot be said of Tim Cook. Tim Cook has done the same type of stuff that you see Bill Gates doing. He has formed an alliance with Washington, with the Pentagon, with the military-industrial complex. He has shown them that he will censor for them and so forth, but he's not capable of innovating. The only things that change on these phones now are just incremental upgrades in hardware. You know, faster processors, more memory, more resolution on the cameras. That's not being done by them. That's being done by other people. And so they're just repackaging it. But they said, but this gives us an opportunity, says The Week. This gives us an opportunity to reflect on our buying habits. Why did we ever think it was okay to upgrade devices that cost hundreds of dollars every year or two? Yeah. Come on. Get with the program. You got to embrace the austerity mindset of the climate alarmists. We shouldn't have cars. We shouldn't even have a new iPhone every couple of years. And I'm looking at this and laughing because I can just see the people at the NSA who put out those slides. Remember they put out the slides? It didn't get any attention here in the U.S. except I covered it, but it got attention by Der Spiegel. They covered it, but the U.S. press didn't really pick it up. And I've shown it to you many times. They got a set of three slides, and it shows Steve Jobs and the iconic 1984 commercial that they ran once at the Super Bowl. There they are right there. They ran it once at the Super Bowl to introduce the Macintosh. And so they said, who would have thought in 1984 that this, and they show Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone, and then the third slide is, would be Big Brother, and that the idiots would line up to buy it. So when I look at this, and these people are saying, yeah, we don't want to buy a new iPhone every couple of years, and people at the NSA are going, no, how are we going to get that new spyware in there? Yeah, we're just going to have to up our game, hack in there. Yeah, because that's basically what they're doing to get you to buy a new phone. They just slow it down. It's not planned obsolescence anymore. It is programmed obsolescence that they put in there. But this is the case that they're making. Look at this. We've got an artificial lake in Mongolia that's filled with toxic sludge from the production of new gadgets. And we were told that by the BBC. We have man-made horrors of manufacturing. Enormous amounts of resources and energy that it takes to create these new devices. Now, nowhere in here do I see anything, any concern about the slave labor that's been used to produce these devices, about the suicide nets and everything, because that's never an issue. They don't really ever care, truly, about humanity. Humans need to be killed because we are evil. They don't care about the slaves and the iPhone factories or the other factories. And, you know, we look at this and we look at the enormous amount of resources and energy it takes to create new devices. What about the electric batteries for these electric vehicles? Is that an issue? When we come back, I want to talk about something that I saw yesterday. It was picked up on, again, on Drudge. And it is Andrew Yang saying that climate change may require elimination of car ownership. This is why he's the guy that Elon Musk likes. And we'll talk about what he has to say about it. I've been telling you this for a long time. They're openly campaigning on it now. Just like, you know, take in your AR-15, take in your SUV, take in your beef, take in your freedom.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Week and a half, we've been running two specials that are the best deals in our history. 75% off the total gut health combo pack. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at over 50% off. It's incredible. We also have the Dusk Till Dawn InfoWars AM PM pack, which makes it easy to take it in the morning and take it in the evening. 13 different key capsules that are incredible. You want to supercharge your life? This helps you remember to do it, and the results for myself and many others have been nothing less than astounding. Plus, you can't beat it. It funds the information war. You have absolutely nothing to lose but not taking action. Believe me, the deep state, Hillary, Obama, the NWO, they hope you don't support InfoWars in this urgent moment when they're trying to shut us down. So we've got a whole bunch of other specials running as well. Check them out. They're all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, give me land, lots of land. Don't fence me in, but they're going to fence us in, folks, with the 2030 agenda. They're going to remove our private ownership. They're going to put us in their UN 2030 smart cities because it's sustainable, right? And we're going to have to, like Bernie Sanders, going to bring people from all over the world. Climate refugees are going to have to pack them cheek to jowl with us in the cities as well. Get us in these little micro apartments. Now, you heard what they're saying in Hong Kong. Some of the people carrying signs there saying, and they talked about the micro apartments and how expensive they are. A tiny little flat that a couple shared with six other couples. They all had a tiny, quote unquote, private space that was just about big enough for their beds. But the rest of it was all shared. I mean, this is Dr. Zhivago level stuff. Remember when he came back and they'd taken over his house? They put him up in the attic. And if he just even looked sideways, about you have been noticed, comrade. Your attitude has been noticed, and we will report you. Oh, no, no, I'm really happy with this. Well, the people in Hong Kong are not. You know, you got the little bedroom, but everything else, the living room, the kitchen, the bathroom, it's all shared. And some of these people were carrying signs that said, go ahead and lock me up in a jail cell. It can't be worse than where I'm living. And it is a kind of prison confinement. And they're going to use cell phones to put you in jail cells in these smart cities. But, you know, we have Bernie Sanders telling us with this latest climate event on the liberal cable TV shows. You know, CNN had theirs. MSNBC had to have theirs. Nobody's watching these things, by the way. They didn't watch the much promoted one on CNN. And I don't think anybody's watching this. So let me play this for you. Video clip number two, we have Bernie Sanders saying the climate change is really going to be good because it's going to give us 20 million new good jobs, right? It's going to be jobs where you work for the government. You get paid by the government. It's kind of like a FDR type of thing. Maybe that's why they call it the Green New Deal. Here's Bernie Sanders.
Let's talk also a bit about implementation, because this is a implementation, right? This is a real devil's in the detail situation where you have, say, a $50 billion climate resiliency fund. There's a crash program climate to improve storage, right? All of these are enormous pools of money. And again, I think you could argue they're in scale to the problem. But
no problem.
You're talking about administering
spending
this at a level that hasn't been done since World War II. It would be an enormous change to the capacity of the government.
Chris, what you are telling me is that this is tough.
Yes.
I acknowledge that. Okay? But what is the alternative? All right? I'm told that it is expensive. And I'm told by Chris, correctly so, this is administratively very, very difficult. He's right. But you tell me what the alternative is if we do not act boldly and aggressively. All right, not only are we fighting for your kids and your grandchildren to be living in a planet that is healthy and habitable, all right?
Yeah, right.
But I should also tell you that this plan, Chris, in the middle of that transition, creates up to 20 million good-paying jobs. All right, how so? We're going to need we're talking about energy efficiency. And that means an understanding that in my state of Vermont, we have a lot of old buildings all over this country. We could retrofit buildings to cut the utilization of energy by 50% or more. It takes a lot of workers to do that.
You understand, there is no alternative other than spending astronomical sums of money and turning ever more power over these politicians, power over our lives. That's the only alternative. We have a crisis coming up, and that's the only alternative. Freedom is not an alternative. We can't cut people loose to solve the problems in their own lives. We can't have multiple solutions being done out there. We have to have the economy centrally planned because they know better than we do. They've got, quote-unquote, science. And so I guess, you know, when we look at this, I mean, you know, this is a brave way to do this. We're going to have 20 million good-paying jobs here. Well, now Andrew Yang is telling everybody we're all going to lose our jobs, and we need to get universal basic income, which really he's talking about universal basic poverty. Because, you know, he's going to give, his plan is to give everybody $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 a year for those of you who have recently attended government schools. If you get $15 an hour, which they say we got to have that as a minimum. Anybody doesn't get $15 an hour. They're working as slaves, right? According to the Democrat Party. Well, if you got $15 an hour, bare minimum, according to the Democrats, that's $31,000 a year. But see, you're going to get $12,000 a year from them. And why are you going to get that? Well, because you're not going to have a job. And so we're going to be there for you. $12,000 a year. That's great. That's all you need because you're not going to have cars either, right? You're not going to need to have that extra money for a car or a nice apartment or a house outside the city so you don't have to live in the city. You don't need any of that stuff because we're going to prohibit that anyway. Andrew Yang says climate change may require elimination of car ownership. He said as he was being, it was a show where you had MSNBC host talking to him again. This is all about the climate forum that they held at Georgetown University. And the guy is just fawning about this. Well, you talk about universal basic income. You've played out the whole chess game here, and you see what it looks like on the other end. Play the chess game out on climate change. So see, this fawning MSNBC host says to Yang, he's not saying, oh, you play 4D chess. That's Trump plays 4D chess, right? Well, you can't say that. We've got to come up with something else. I guess he's playing United Nations chess. I guess that's what the 2030 agenda is. That's their chess game. And in that chess game, you are the pawns. You're the pawns. He said, well, I mentioned before that we might not own our own cars. Our current car ownership and usage model is either inefficient, is really inefficient and bad for the environment. Now, when I saw that, I said, actually, Yang, I tweeted this out on Libertarian. I said, actually, Yang has it backwards. Car ownership, folks, requires the elimination of Democrats. Just like being able to consume meat requires the elimination of Democrats. Being able to defend yourself requires the elimination of Democrats. Being able to speak in public, to exercise your religion in public, requires the elimination of Democrats. It's amazing to me how these people, how authoritarian, anti-freedom they have become openly about that. And I also tweeted out, I said, no wonder this guy is loved by the king of crony capitalism, Elon Musk, because Muskrat wants us to rent our cars from him by the ride. And what we got here is a pair of gangsters that are running a protection racket. They're going to protect us because the sky is falling, and we got to run to them because there's no alternative. And listen to the rhetoric that Yang mentions. What we're really selling here is not the car, it's mobility. And let me tell you something. He is sounding exactly like the multinational globalist car companies now. Whether you get to grab a CEO from Ford or from GM or from Volkswagen or you name it, any car company, what are they saying? We don't care about selling cars. We're selling mobility. As a matter of fact, Ford has rebranded itself as mobility. They got rid of their CEO who had pumped up their car sales or vehicle sales. For the most part, selling SUVs and pickup trucks that people wanted to buy. And they said, no, this is not good. Wall Street doesn't like that. They don't like the bottom line going up. They want to hear people talking about mobility. So they fired the CEO that was selling cars, and they hired somebody internal in the organization that wanted to sell mobility. And that's exactly what Yang is doing. He is the PR man for the multinational globalist gang. The people who are going to be the owners of the UN 2030 smart city world that you're going to live in. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Those products support this program. Without your support, we wouldn't still be here. We wouldn't have new platforms like Band.video. We've got some great specials for you to look after your health and the health of your family. Deep discounts, 50 to 75% off many different items that we have there. We have also a special just for the listeners of this program, Silver Bullet, one of my favorite products. Like I said, I always keep it with me when I travel, keep it around the house all the time. I take it on a regular basis. So does my family. You can now save 20% off of Silver Bullet. Just use the code David at checkout. 20% off Silver Bullet. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
We have never been closer to a new world war with the crisis in the Middle East, with the Saudi oil fields destroyed, half of their capacity, 5% of world capacity. Whoever's behind it, know this, there are powerful forces that want a global conflagration. And now is the time to be more aware of that than ever and understand how precarious our position is here on this planet. And that we are just mortal, flawed human beings that need to seek God's countenance, God's discernment, and to pray for peace, and to pray for transparency, and to pray that the very twisted, evil forces on this planet trying to start a world war will be exposed and their attempts at creating an even bigger global crisis will be stopped. Now, we'll probably avert a new world war, hopefully, but it's already tilting towards a global depression because of energy crises. We're covering it all live on the radio at InfoWars.com. For the last week and a half, we've been running two specials that are the best deals in our history. 75% off the Total Gut Health Combo Pack. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at over 50% off. It's incredible. We also have the Dusk Till Dawn InfoWars AM-PM Pack, which makes it easy to take it in the morning and take it in the evening. 13 different key capsules that are incredible. You want to supercharge your life? This helps you remember to do it, and the results for myself and many others have been nothing less than astounding. Plus, you can't beat it. It funds the information war. You have absolutely nothing to lose but not taking action. Believe you, the deep state, Hillary, Obama, the NWO, they hope you don't support InfoWars in this urgent moment when they're trying to shut us down. So we've got a whole bunch of other specials running as well. Check them out. They're all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as we have Andrew Yang going on MSNBC at their climate forum that held at Georgetown University yesterday morning. He's saying, we're not selling the car anymore, we're selling mobility. You're not going to own anything. Everything will be owned by a few multinational corporations, and they will be given a monopoly over everything, everything in your life. So if you have mobility, that's then tied into much more. If you had, like, for example, this constant roving fleet of electric cars that you would just order up, then you could diminish the impact of ground transportation in our environment very, very quickly. Well, let's make it clear. You are not going to have ownership of a roving fleet of electric cars. That will belong to, again, one or two multinational globalist corporations that are playing footsie with the big politicians who rule over us and who have all this power. That's why we have, as we began the last hour, we were talking about Elizabeth Warren saying, this is nothing but legalized bribery that these people are getting all this these favors from politicians. It's like, well, why do we give the politicians the power to hand out those kind of favors? It's because we give them control over our economy. We give them control over our lives. We say that the Constitution doesn't control them anymore. And so you have this rapid, exponential increase in the amount of money that is spent by lobbyists and spent on elections. I mean, what's spent on elections is just a part of what is spent on these politicians, just a part of what is spent on their fascist business model, where the government owns everything and it hands it all out as favors to their friends. And so the problem is he wants to eliminate car ownership because it's only bad if you own it. See, that's the problem with everything that Yang does. It's absolutely amazing to me to look at Reason Magazine where they say, oh, look at this. This guy is talking. He's kind of making an appeal to libertarians saying, don't you want to take back control of your lives? And then Reason Magazine, these people have totally gone off the rails as far as liberty goes, as far as I'm concerned. Reason Magazine was supported the multinational ideas of not open trade, not free trade, but Chinese trade. That's really what we're talking about here. Let's let the Chinese sell us anything they want without putting any taxes on it. We'll let them, however, prohibit us from selling anything to them because they will put trade barriers up. And if you talk about equalizing those trade barriers, well, even if you want to take the trade barriers down to zero, as President Trump said, oh, you're evil. You're starting a trade war. You're talking to China and telling them to remove their trade wall. Oh, that's awful. And, of course, they don't want to wall the border either. And now these people, these libertarians at Reason, are saying, Andrew Yang, he's making an appeal to libertarians, telling them, don't you want to run your life? No, he's not. He immediately says in that same phrase, well, you want to run your life? Take a government handout from me. See? That is always, always the strings with which they take your stuff. You know, the old Orwellian slogan, freedom equals slavery. The truth is, free stuff equals slavery. And when you fall for that, whether you're falling for that with universal basic income or whether you're falling for that with some promise of, oh, yeah, you're going to have a fleet of electric cars at your disposal. And how much are you going to pay for that when you rent that car by the ride? It's a lot more expensive to rent a car than it is to lease a car. It's a lot more expensive to lease a car than it is to buy a car. And it's going to be way, way more expensive. We already know this if you look at Uber and so forth. It's a lot more expensive to rent your car by the ride. That's why these people are pushing this. You can just order that right up. And it's going to diminish the impact of ground transportation in our environment very, very quickly. And it's only going to require us to spend $5 trillion. Always comes with a $1 trillion price tag. Every one of these campaign promises by every one of these Democrats. Every one of them. Hey, we got to move our people to higher ground, he says. Yeah, again, tell that to Obama. He just bought what is it, $15 million? Right on the waterfront, low lying. We'll be right back.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, the other thing that Andrew Yang said was, of course, we've got to have zero emission standards on all new cars. No emissions. That means all electric vehicles. That means you don't even have hybrids. Zero emissions on all new cars by 2030. 2030. Why does that number keep coming? Well, because that's the UN's program. He is pushing a UN agenda to you. And you need to understand, conservatives, that the war on drugs is a UN agenda as well. They've got a lot of different UN agendas. I mean, they wrote the drug war for Richard Nixon 10 years before, 1961. He put in the U.S. war on drugs with the four schedules and all the different drugs put in there, marijuana as a class one, lying to us, telling us it had absolutely no health uses and so forth, and it was highly addictive, and all that was a lie. They put it in as number one, and of course, that has been the illegal drug that they've locked more people up for using. But they came up with the four schedules, that whole pattern, and they populated it with all of their drugs that they wanted to in each one of those different categories. They did it 10 years before Richard Nixon turned in his homework and called it his war on drugs. It wasn't his war on drugs. We conservatives, because we think that we don't believe that God has the power to change lives. We don't believe that this is a spiritual problem. We don't even believe that it's a medical problem. This is a law enforcement problem, we think. And we think that we're the ones who are going to be able to fix it, even though we failed with alcohol prohibition. What we failed to do was to pay any attention to the Constitution. At least when they had alcohol prohibition, they had a constitutional amendment, two of them. 18th Amendment prohibited it, 21st brought it back. Where's the amendment for any of the stuff that we're prohibiting now? Where's the constitutional authority for the FDA, for the DEA? We don't have any constitutional authority for them. And we've gone on with this because, yes, it is a great evil. And we don't recognize the source of that evil. And I've heard many, many law enforcement officers, district attorneys. Matter of fact, I've talked to Jim Gearock, law enforcement against prohibition, many, many times. They've looked at this. They said, this is evil. I want to stop it. And then they realized as they tried to use a hammer, because that was their only tool, that that wasn't the right tool. But it is a UN agenda that they're now pushing on us, this UN 2030 agenda. Hopefully people understand that. They never understood it with the war on drugs. They've got a date, certain, 2030. And again, it's a chess game out there. They said, well, tell us how this chess game is going to run out. Yeah, it's the UN chess game. And we saw this last week in Frankfurt, Germany. You had the climate and environment destroyers attacked. Those are the SUVs. They were very angry about that. They're blockading the roads. They're blockading the factories there. In at the Volkswagen factory in Germany, you've got city governments that are now completely banning all internal combustion engines everywhere. This is coming here, folks. You think these people are lunatics. They're in the mainstream of the future generation. And we're going to have to do something to educate people, to awake people, and we're going to have to fight it at the local level, because at the Washington level, these people are all on board with this agenda. This is their tool to power. the national media is on board with this because their tool to power is to have access to the politicians and to tell this narrative that is about increasing centralization of government, you know, from the local government to the state, from the state to the national government, from the national government to the world government. That has been the agenda and the path to power for all of the news media, for all of the politicians. And it is so thoroughly entrenched that the only way that you're going to stop this is at the grassroots. And most of us, myself included, don't even really know who our local politicians are. And if we don't know, they're going to be sock puppets for everybody up the chain of command that tells them to jump, that doesn't have any authority to tell them to jump. And to make this even more clear, we have Tim Ryan also talking. He had all these different people talking on MSNBC yesterday about climate change. Here is his solution. We got to fight climate change, and we need to do it by telling, you know, Bernie Sanders says, we're going to have 20 million new jobs. Well, you know, Tim Ryan is like, we're going to make some people really rich. I think some people are already getting really rich off of this. But let's play video clip number five.
What I would like to see us do is really align financial incentives with the environmental incentives. I mean, there are investors there, Full Cycle
Tesla,
and others,
SpaceX,
who pick out technologies that will transform the environment. They're going to make money, but once you get profit motive aligned, and I think this is where America can be very valuable in the global attempt to reverse climate change, not
because we have unlimited
stabilize
money.
It, but right. reverse it,
mm-hmm.
is if
we can
people
can
start making money off this stuff. If there's a profit motive, it's going to go a hell of a lot faster than if we're trying to run it from down the street. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't even keep the government open. You know, I just voted 20 minutes ago, half hour ago. Continuing resolution, keep the government open till November. How many times have we said government's going to shut down? Government's not going to pay its debts. And we're going to put
the government
on the
budget. Run that.
No. And so my point is, like, government does what it's supposed to do, creates the framework, but if we can start steering the incentives for aligning those financial incentives with the environmental incentives, we can transform this thing within the time frame we need to.
Is that really what government's supposed to do? Put out the incentives, pick the winners and losers. We decide which technologies are going to be invested in and then which companies are going to get the subsidy. We'll give it to Solyndra. Remember how that worked out for us? We're going to give it to all these different green companies. How many times have we seen the government picking winners and losers? And what they're doing is they're picking their friends. Oh, what a refreshing strategy Tim Ryan has. We're going to help people make money by doing what we tell them to do. Except it's just the opposite way. The people want to make money, give the money to the Washington politicians, and they get a tremendous return on investment when the Washington politicians come back and say, I've got an idea. It's not their idea at all. Just like it wasn't Richard Nixon's idea to have the war on drugs. In Singapore, they're kind of taking on the king of crony capitalism, Elon Musk, the man who has made billions and billions of dollars, probably benefited more from these types of incentives. You know, Elon, you do this, we'll make you rich. Because he's a great salesman, Elon Musk is. But in Singapore, they're actually slamming Tesla for offering a lifestyle. They said, what you're doing with these cars is you're offering a lifestyle, not a solution to climate change. What Elon Musk wants to produce is a lifestyle. We're not interested in a lifestyle. We're interested in proper solutions that will address climate problems. Well, the lifestyle that he's pushing is his lifestyle of being a billionaire. That's his lifestyle. And his lifestyle is getting rich by getting government subsidies, by getting government-granted monopolies on, quote-unquote, mobility. It's kind of interesting. Last week, he really got triggered when Porsche introduced their first all-electric car, and they took it around the very famous track there, the Nürburgring in Germany, and set a record for a production electric vehicle. And so he immediately says, we'll be there next week. And everybody was saying in the press, well, you got to schedule that in advance if you want to trial and so forth. Well, he did get there. You know, he moved heaven and earth, and he got there, and they set a record. They actually did. Got to give him credit. 19 seconds quicker than the Porsche Taycan's record, 7 minutes, 23 seconds. They had a record for an EV sedan, but he changed a lot of stuff. It's not really clear if that's the production model. But this is the key thing when we look at it. He had one of the things that he did, besides heavily modifying that car, he set up what is called a supercharger station. A supercharger. That's not the kind of supercharger that we're familiar with, just like Porsche calls its car a turbo. No, it's different, but it is just a charger. It's a fast charger system. And how is that thing being set up? It's being run by a diesel generator. He brought over a diesel generator to power his electric car. Folks, this is the epitome of the hypocrisy behind this whole electric car thing in the first place. I've talked about the grid. I've talked about how in China, where they have a very dirty power grid, power plants and so forth, if you have a gasoline-powered engine that only gets about 30 miles per gallon, you're doing better than an EV vehicle. And so Elon Musk creates his own little mini power grid. They're running off of a diesel generator running 24/7, and the neighbors of the racetrack are getting very angry at the noise, at the pollution coming from this diesel generator for Elon Musk.
We have entered a great time of change. The social engineers who serve Satan, who are in control of this planet, believe that if they can organize enough crises that they control, they can terrorize the planet into accepting a tyrannical corporate world government known as a technocracy, in their own words, that will manage and control and manipulate every facet of our lives. At first, they give you just a few basic things to do. Don't support Trump. Don't promote Alex Jones. And once you've submitted to that, well, don't say mother and father. And, well, let us sterilize your children. And take these forced inoculations. And here, take this Prozac pill. And here, smoke this weaponized marijuana. Oh, you know, don't be a Christian. This is truly the Mark of the Beast system. And we're on air right now covering it. And you're awake. You're involved. You're engaged. You're an ambassador of truth. So I'm begging you for yourself and myself and my family and your family. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, the live shows right now.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
The last week and a half, we've been running two specials that are the best deals in our history. 75% off the total gut health combo pack. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at over 50% off. It's incredible. We also have the Dusk Till Dawn InfoWars AM/PM pack, which makes it easy to take it in the morning and take it in the evening. 13 different key capsules that are incredible. You want to supercharge your life? This helps you remember to do it, and the results for myself and many others have been nothing less than astounding. Plus, you can't beat it. It funds the information war. You have absolutely nothing to lose but not taking action. Believe you, the deep state,
Hillary, Obama, the NWO, they hope you don't support InfoWars in this urgent moment when they're trying to shut us down. So we've got a whole bunch of other specials running as well. Check them out. They're all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Michael Boris. He is with churchmilitant.com. And folks, it's about time we get militant. And I'm not talking about having your AR-15 start shooting people, but I'm talking about fighting back against what they're doing to us. And so we're going to be talking to him about that. Because if we don't resist this, there are lawful, peaceful means to stop the kinds of persecution that are being rolled out against us. If we don't stop this, we have nobody to blame but ourselves for the loss of liberty of both ourselves and our posterity. And we better pay attention. And I'm talking about these issues of freedom. We're talking about food. We're talking about medicine mandates. I mean, these are people telling us you cannot have stem cells, but you will have vaccines, and we will not allow you to sue the vaccine companies no matter what they do. And we will allow opioids to be sold. And even when it's shown that they have manufactured an opioid crisis of addiction, that they bribed and misled and lied doctors and others, that we're not going to treat them like drug dealers. We're not going to treat them like El Chapo. We're not going to even do civil asset forfeiture, let alone RICO statutes. That's okay. They can declare bankruptcy. They can play the courts and so forth because it's Johnson & Johnson, or it's Purdue Pharmaceuticals, or it's the companies that are supported by Wall Street and mutual funds. They're already a little bit shaky, and we want Wall Street to win. They never get tired of winning, and we never get tired of letting them win. And we never get tired of these Democrats with their universal mandates. That's really what we need to talk about. Yang is universal basic poverty that he wants to give people. We're talking about universal mandates. They want to mandate everything in our lives. They're the party of universal mandates. And if you dismiss these people as the lunatic fringe, you are really putting yourself in a risky position. Because just take a look at why did desperate candidates like Beto and Eric Swalwell, why did they go full gun confiscation? Well, because they knew that there was a big constituency for that. And you heard the people cheering when Beto O'Rourke rolled that idea out to people, right? Shouting it, you know, from the podium. Same thing with Eric Swalwell. Why is Yang talking about confiscating your cars? Because there is an even bigger constituency about that. People who look at everything that you do like some kind of an envious communist straight out of Dr. Zhivago, and they want to take it from you and tell you that you can't do that. These demagogues of the Democrat Party are about mandating everything in our life and taking every aspect of freedom away from us, assuming all political power to themselves, and then they have the audacity of saying, well, oh, we need to have federally funded campaigns, and we need to get rid of lobbyists and so forth so that they can further consolidate their grip on power. That's really all that's about. And when we look at what is happening here, here's an example. In the U.S., now, Andrew Yang is saying by 2030, we're talking about 11 years, not even. We've only got a couple of months left in 2019. So we're talking about another decade. Nothing but electric cars, says Andrew Yang. And, of course, they won't be owned by you, because if they're owned by you, then they're bad. But if they're owned by Elon Musk, or they're owned by General Motors, or they're owned by Ford or Volkswagen, that's good. That's good. They're responsible citizens, public citizens, these multinational corporations. We just don't want you, you yahoos, you hoi poi. We don't want you owning any cars because, you know, you might escape from the city and live in the suburbs. They call that urban sprawl. They hate that. So, because in their mind, everybody should be living in the city. So it's urban sprawl. If you get in outside the city, you sprawled out of my control. Take a look at what's going on in the U.S. Last year, 2.1% of all new cars in the U.S. registered last year were electric vehicles. And that's with subsidies. In the European Union, surprise, surprise, it's even less, 0.9%. And that's with even more subsidies and even more prohibitions. Still, only 0.9% of the cars there. They're going to have to ramp up the prohibitions, the bans, the mandates, aren't they? And everybody points to the success story of Norway. Look at this, Norway. In Norway, they're the outlier. They're 49.8% of all cars purchased in the country are electric vehicles. Not even hybrid, but full-on electric. Zero emission. Because with a hybrid car, you do have some emissions. Because you do have an engine that helps to make it practical. But not with EVs. There's no emissions with that. Except at the power generation plant, right? Just forget about the smokestack over there that's generating your power for you. Or forget about that diesel generator that Elon Musk took to the Nürburgring to power his car, running it 24/7, because that's how long it takes to charge the car. You do one lap around there and charge it for another 12 hours, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so what are they doing in Oslo? Is this for real? How do they get 49 point? Are they just enlightened? They're smarter than we all are? Everybody in the virtue signaling green press is pointing to Norway. Well, the government there is reappropriating billions of oil export dollars to offset CO2 taxes and fees on Tesla cars entering the country for purchase. For example, if you were to buy an Audi in Norway, after the government adds on penalties for buying the car that they don't want you to have. Why are we letting these people tell us what we can and can't have? Anyway, they add on penalties to tell you that, because they don't want you to buy that. That Audi will cost you $35,000. But a Tesla, which everywhere else goes for $75,000, sells in Norway for less than the $35,000 Audi. Imagine that. A $75,000 car you can get for less than $35,000. And so 49% of the people in Norway are taking them up on that deal. I'm surprised it's not 100%, right? That shows you how much people hate electric cars. Even when you give them a $40,000 discount compared to the other cars, they still go the other way. I mean, these people have got a big problem, but we have an even bigger problem. Because no matter how much we do not follow their lead, no matter how much we ignore their incentives, no matter how much we ignore their mandates and their subsidies and so forth, they are going to make it happen. They'll just flat out make it illegal. Right now, President Trump is pushing back against that, but he's not going to be in office forever. And I don't see anybody in the Republican Party even talking about corporate average fuel economy. They never have. It's a non-issue. There is an organization that will fight for your gun freedom, so forth, and they lobby, but when it comes to this other stuff, they're AWOL. And that is very important because, as we mentioned all the time, the military, if they want to control a population, they control how you communicate, your First and Second Amendment, and how you shoot, right? And then they control how you move. Communications, shooting, and movement. That's how they control a population. We got a couple of constitutional amendments that they ignore that talk about the first two of those, but nothing at all about the third one. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Michael Voris of Church Militant. I think you're going to find this interesting. Folks, if you want to keep us on the air, we really do need your support. You've been very good to support us, and we really do appreciate that. We offer you a lot of specials. Right now, we got 75% off of our gut health combo. That's 8 different supplements you can get for 75% off. We have 50% off BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, when you buy it with our new Chill Force to help you to relax. And we have a promo just for the listeners of this program. Save 20% off of Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. Just enter the code David at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. We've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family, because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com.
We have never been closer to a new world war with the crisis in the Middle East, with the Saudi oil fields destroyed, half of their capacity, 5% of world capacity. Whoever's behind it, know this, there are powerful forces that want a global conflagration. And now is the time to be more aware of that than ever and understand how precarious our position is here on this planet. And that we are just mortal, flawed human beings that need to seek God's countenance, God's discernment, and to pray for peace, and to pray for transparency, and to pray that the very twisted, evil forces on this planet trying to start a world war will be exposed, and their attempts at creating an even bigger global crisis will be stopped. Now, we'll probably avert a new world war, hopefully, but it's already tilting towards a global depression because of energy crises. We're covering it all live on the radio at InfoWars.com.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted, and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars. And we are the individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan. And we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order, who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just wanted to take time out again to salute the audience, because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that your operation, would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items, 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Michael Voris. Michael is the founder and president of St. Michael's Media and Church Militant. This is a media enterprise that is established to address the serious erosion of the Catholic faith in the last 50 years. You know, we talk a lot about the Pope here, because he has interjected himself into politics more than he has pushed the Catholic faith or traditional values of the family and pro-life and so forth. And it's amazing to me to see this happening. And it's good to have somebody within the Catholic Church who wants to reform that. So we want to welcome Michael Voris to the program now. Thank you for joining us, Michael.
Thank you very much, David. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your organization, Church Militant, what you're concerned about, what you have seen happen with the Catholic Church, the problems that you see happening with the current Pope and the Vatican right now.
Well, we started 13 years ago in 2006, really to just sort of be more of a theological, strictly theological outfit to talk about differences between, Catholicism and Protestantism, and then poor interpretations of the Catholic faith by some Catholics. That quickly evolved, however, when Obama went to Notre Dame 3 years later in 2009, and we sat back and went, whoa, what's going on here? How could the child killer in chief not only get invited to address the graduates, but have honors draped all over him on top of it there at the school? And when that happened, we kind of reassessed and went, uh-oh, there's something seriously wrong inside the church, not theologically, but specifically, and politically, globally, all that sort of stuff. So we sort of changed our direction there 10 years ago, and the amount of stuff that we've been discovering and reporting on and doing special reports on and everything for 10 years now has really opened up an awful lot of people's eyes, blessed be God.
Well, and you know, it's not just Notre Dame. I didn't remember that, but I remember when he went to Georgetown right after he became president. And one of the requirements of that, I guess, previously Catholic organization, maybe they're nominally Catholic now, but one of the requirements was that they take all these rich wooden carvings with Christian symbols and everything, and that they had to cover that up. And I said, what is this guy? Is he like the Antichrist or something? Don't show me that stuff. I'm going to burst into flames. I don't know. What was the deal with that? It was absolutely crazy. The fact that he couldn't even bear to see these symbols there. I looked at that and I thought, boy, we got some serious issues both on the political and the religious side, don't we?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It was just, in the culture, you expect to deal directly with the devil, so it's for anybody who's Christian out there, you understand, our Lord said, you're in the world, you're not of the world, the world's run by Satan, blah, 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 get all that. But when that has drifted into the church, now you sort of rise to a whole different level of awareness and you have to respond accordingly. And that's what it is. I mean, look, Jesus had Judas, so nobody can be surprised by this, but it is irritating. And it you have one of two reactions. And this is what we see with large numbers of Catholics. They either don't want to hear about this and they kind of run away from it. We got lambasted for essentially 9 years for reporting all this stuff. People say, oh, you're making it up. You're being sensational. You're clickbait. You're like Alex Jones. You're like Rush Limbaugh and, all that sort of stuff. And we're like, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, we are because we're right. And then when the McCarrick news, Cardinal McCarrick news, having spent decades as a homo predator, cleric, when that news finally broke, all of a sudden for the past year or so, because that broke last June in 2018, people have been like, holy Moses, you guys have been right all along about this. And because of that, that's given us a kind of a resurrection to be able to come back and talk about an awful lot of these things, not only what's happening in the U.S., but also what's happening in Rome.
Yeah. And of course, McCarrick, one of the top cardinals here in the United States, operating out of Washington, D.C., and a big money bundler for the Pope. And so, you pull in enough contributions, I guess they'll look the other way, just like they do in the political parties, just like we saw the Republicans looking the other way when we had Dennis Hastert there. And I talked about this. I said, we can't allow people like Dennis Hastert and Foley and everything. We can't allow them to get away because they got an R behind their name, because they're going to cut our taxes or whatever. And we can't allow this in our religious institutions either. And it's not just McCarrick, but look at what happened to Pell in Australia. And now we've had the Pope just this last week kind of putting pressure on them to appeal this case of Cardinal Pell in Australia. Again, he had to go back there because they finally got rid of the statute of limitations in Australia, which meant that he was liable for this. But again, these charges, it takes decades for kids to come to terms with this, to talk about it. So it's very hard to get a conviction if the people are still alive, if, all the time that has passed. It's very hard for people to get a conviction. But they did get it on Cardinal Pell, again, the guy who was in charge of the Vatican Bank, and the Pope is trying to get him off.
Well, what's interesting about that is there were, not to sort of retry that case, but there were an awful lot of questionable things. You may have a case here in the Cardinal, specifically the Cardinal Pell situation, where he was actually innocent, and specifically because he was uncovering maladies at the Vatican Bank all of a sudden these charges come forward and off he has to go to Australia. And now he's completely off the scene. Pell was the guy when he was in Rome, who was actually calling people to task. So there might be something much more than what it appears to be on the surface there, that, oh, here's some cardinal, you know, when he was 30, 40 years ago, did something and now they finally got him. There's an awful lot of very serious questions about the prosecution of that case, the things that were purported to be facts and that they were being argued against. So I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying that
that's a very complicated situation, isn't it?
It really is. And Pell, but I gotta tell you, for bad people in the Vatican, Pell's a non-presence there now is actually a bonus for them.
Well, you know, and looking at the Pope's background, he kind of comes out of that background of liberation theology in Central America that's got kind of a Marxist social justice bent to it, doesn't he?
Not really, kind of. It is a Marxist socialist bent. Think Perot and you've got an appetizer.
Yeah. And so that really kind of all fits in. You know, people look at this and they look at the globalism. You got a video that's gone viral at your site, churchmilitant.com, the Pope's New World Order. Give us a little bit of a taste of what's in that video.
Well, I mean, look, he said a number of things over the past, well, during large parts of his pontificate, but he said the last 7 years, but he's saying more and more. And he made a kind of a shocking, which is pretty big for him to say something that people like, whoa, and rear back from, when he said that he welcomes American criticism of him. And for people outside the Catholic Church or outside the sort of day-to-day stuff going on in the church, there's a little war going on between Orthodox conservative Catholics who also, for the most part, are also political conservatives. So out in the culture, you know, they generally vote Republican and they go to pro-life marches and all that sort of stuff. But inside, specifically their own private devotional lives, they're very solid. They believe the teachings of the church, all that sort of thing. That group has been targeted by many of the people, many of the clerics around Pope Francis, who he put in place. We ourselves got targeted last summer in an article that was in one of their very large magazines, a very important, well-read magazine. In Italy, and the Vatican Secretary of State approved the article, as he approves every article in that magazine, and they named us by name, Church Militant, and it sort of put us into this group, and you know, we're trying to establish some sort of theocracy or something, and that's why we support Trump. And we're like, no, we support Trump because he supports life in the womb. And he wants to sort of restore American exceptionalism. And see, and this is the problem when you start to look at something in Rome. It's the question of American exceptionalism that socialists do not like.
That's right. And it's amazing. And we'll talk more about this when we come back. The Pope's embrace of globalist exceptionalism. That's really what we're talking about. And how he's really kind of left all of these traditional concerns of Christians and of conservative Catholics about life and about the family. He's rejected that or embraced the other side. We'll be right back.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at Infowars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
We have entered a great time of change. The social engineers who serve Satan, who are in control of this planet, believe that if they can organize enough crises that they control, they can terrorize the planet into accepting a tyrannical corporate world government known as a technocracy, in their own words, that will manage and control and manipulate every facet of our lives. At first, they give you just a few basic things to do. Don't support Trump. Don't promote Alex Jones. And once you've submitted to that, well, don't say mother and father. And, well, let us sterilize your children. And take these forced inoculations. And here, take this Prozac pill. And here, smoke this weaponized marijuana. Oh, you know, don't be a Christian. This is truly the Mark of the Beast system. And we're on air right now covering it. And you're awake. You're involved. You're engaged. You're an ambassador of truth. So I'm begging you for yourself and myself and my family and your family. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, the live shows right now. The last week and a half, we've been running two specials that are the best deals in our history. 75% off the total gut health combo pack. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at over 50% off. It's incredible. We also have the Dusk Till Dawn InfoWars AM PM pack, which makes it easy to take it in the morning and take it in the evening. 13 different key capsules that are incredible. You want to supercharge your life? This helps you remember to do it, and the results for myself and many others have been nothing less than astounding. Plus, you can't beat it. It funds the information war. You have absolutely nothing to lose but not taking action. Believe me, the deep state, Hillary, Obama, the NWO, they hope you don't support InfoWars in this urgent moment when they're trying to shut us down. So we've got a whole bunch of other specials running as well. Check them out. They're all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Michael Voris of churchmilitant.com. He has a viral video and many other things that they've been doing. As he pointed out, they've been working on this for about 10 years. They've been singled out because they're effective. They've been singled out for criticism by the Vatican because the Vatican is heading more and more into politics, but also into a global political agenda, as you've heard on this program many times. They're trying to return the institution back to the traditional concerns. And, of course, Michael, one of the traditional concerns, and it was a concern of the traditional Catholic Church way before it was really a large concern of Protestant Christians, and that was the pro-life issue. Talk about where this Pope is on the pro-life issue.
Well, certainly doctrinally, he's right in step with, you know, the entire tradition of the church for 2,000 years is that, you know, life begins in the womb and, you know, there you are and you can't be killing children. I mean, that's not the issue specifically of the a doctrinal concern. He's condemned abortion left and right every time the topic comes up. The concern is because that cause is so closely associated with what you could just sort of broadly term traditional Catholics, Orthodox theological Catholics, political conservatives, all sort of in the same mold, because that's really the leading civil rights cause of the century. And it's held by the political conservative Catholic crowd. And the Pope is not down with political conservatism, or, you know, best typified with American exceptionalism. He's not down with that at all. And because of that, while he can sort of single out the issue there in the heart and talk, say, abortion itself is bad and evil and horrible and, you know, it's a mortal sin and all those sorts of things, the larger context in which it's couched, he doesn't want to give any tip of the hat to. So he just sort of sidelines the issue of abortion. Again, doesn't think it's okay or anything like that. But he never gives it the proper due. And that's one of the things he said very early on in his pontificate. I think it was in the first month or two. He made a comment about, you know, we've spent too much time talking about abortion and homosexuality and blah, 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 blah. You know, let's talk about broader issues and, you know, climate change and, you know, and
yeah, these, things that are important to him, in other words, because yeah, that's what we see when we vote, right? I mean, as individuals, we have that same kind of choice. What is really important to us, right? I like Nancy Pelosi, people will say. So I don't really care that she supports abortion pretty much without any exceptions. And she says she's Catholic. So, you know, hey, she's Catholic and she's Democrat, so I'm going to vote for her. And really that shows where your priorities are. You know, when you had the Pope who focused on the climate encyclical that he put out there. And one of the guys writing that for him was John Schellenhuber, who in the past talked about massive population control and reduction, and also talking about a world government, you know, having a planetary council and a world court and all this other kind of stuff. And this is the guy who is writing that for him. And we're looking at this and we're saying, you know, I'm looking at it from the outside and I'm saying, why is this his central concern? Why is this climate stuff his central concern? And it also concerns me, Michael, because this is really what I'm seeing as the new religion of our young people. I mean, this is, I mean, you just had yesterday, I talked about it, people confessing their climate sins. NBC actually called them.
On NBC, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they're looking for indulgences and forgiveness and, you know, and all this other kind of stuff, you know, forgive me for my climate, doing the confessions on Twitter, I guess.
I read one of those and somebody had confessed and was seeking forgiveness for the fact that they do not take a reusable container to Starbucks to get their coffee every morning, but they keep using paper cups from Starbucks. And I was like, did I just read that correctly?
Well, I mean, yeah, they really do treat this like a sin. You know, they try to put guilt on people. You know, you get your absolution by, you know, having a carbon tax that you pay, you know, for the privilege of doing this to somebody. I mean, it's got all the elements of religion, but I mean, seriously, you got it. Most of our kids today growing up in America, they're thoroughly secular humanists, and they are looking for something that gives them meaning in life. And if you look at this children's crusade that's beginning today in New York and Greta Thunberg and all this, I mean, that really is a crusade of children into a new religion. And the Pope has really been focused on that more than anything else.
From my
perspective. Yeah, he's
I mean, really the whole crazy thing about plastic straws in the ocean and, you know, it's this constant environment. You know, he, look, as you guys, I'm sure, have said multiple times and we have said multiple times. So we did a 600-hour long research report on the whole global warming, climate change garbage. And, you know, there's scientific evidence there. It just doesn't back up the claims. But as we know, and I'm sure your audience is very familiar with, as long as you continue to preach this, you know, at a university level, a research level, you keep getting grants, you keep getting funded, you keep turning out what they want to hear. No one in the Vatican has actually told me whether the Pope believes climate change specifically, that it's caused by man, and man is, you know, needs to stop doing what he's doing and carbon footprint and all that stuff, whether he actually believes that or he just sees the political usefulness of continuing to talk about it. You know, where you can have the, you know, going about the Paris Climate Accord and all these kinds of things and, you know, how the UN has to sort of step in and, you know, we need to obey the UN. And, you know, I'm not specifically with regard to climate change. You know, I've never heard an analysis nor talked to anybody who's revealed whether the Pope actually believes it or, again, just sees the political usefulness of it.
I don't know if Nancy Pelosi even believes it, but she certainly does see the political usefulness of it. It is a problem.
And that's the point. That's really the point.
Yeah. That melds in very well with their political agenda. But again, when we look at this, to me, from the outside, it just astounds me to see how politically, the political focus of this Pope and how he's kind of not talking, regardless of what he says, you know, when somebody really presses him on the core issue of abortion or something like that, how he's really not talking about that much. And also when you look at how this new rise, and I want to find out what you think in terms of the Catholic Church. When I look at the new transgender agenda, as I put it, and the fact that you have all these kids in kindergarten and elementary school, they are having these new gender issues foisted upon them. They're confused. This is way before puberty. They're having them make these decisions. You have, in many cases, the schools are overriding what the parents want to do about this, giving them hormones that are irreversible, on and on and on. Where is the Catholic Church in this? I mean, where is the Protestant Church in this? This is what I'm telling my fellow Christians. It's like, we've been talking about abortion. We haven't really made any progress on that because we have acquiesced to the Supreme Court. But what about this other issue? Can't we even speak out about this as Christians? You know, what's happening in the Catholic Church on that?
Yeah, interestingly, I think the main point of this, if we go back to Pope Francis, first of all, Pope Francis has in completely explicit, not even controversial terms, just come out and decried the whole issue of transgenderism, which is, you know, really, you know, dysphoria. It's not transgenderism, it's the political name for it. So, I mean, he is right on board with that. I mean, I haven't heard, on a senior clerical level, people doing a rah-rah for transgenderism like they do for the climate change issue. But the problem is, when you're in bed with the Democratic Party, I'm speaking specifically of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, when you're in bed with the Democratic Party because you have bought their agenda and they have paid you for it, because the Catholic Bishops Conference receives billions of dollars in government aid for immigration, and then, you know, however it works its way through the climate change issue too. They're getting paid. So since you kind of have to accept or at least fall silent on the other talking points of the Democratic Party if you're getting paid by them. So they just don't say anything really about the abortion issue. For example, okay, so what's one of the big talking points right now of the Democratic Party? The NRA sucks. They're horrible. You know, gun violence, blah, 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 blah. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has issued nine statements. Here we are in September, nine statements since January 1st about gun violence and mass shootings. They haven't issued one about abortion. You add up all the mass shootings together, and it doesn't even, and all the fatalities and the wounded, you know, while those are horrible, of course, don't add up to one day's death toll from abortion. And that's the whole year so far. So anything that the party puts forward that a theological spin can be put on, like climate change. Well, you know, we have to protect God's earth. Gun violence. Well, violence is bad. So anything that they can, it's immoral, which it is. But anything that can be spun theologically, that is a Democratic talking point, the bishops will do. If it's not, they just don't say anything about it. And that's why they're quiet on abortion and transgenderism.
And that's a very important lesson for us all. Because we can all be taken captive by a partisan political system very easily. And we can all fall in line very easily because we want access or because we're worried about the other side. That's a lesson for everybody. Thank you for joining us, Michael Voris. His website is churchmilitant.com.
I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars, and we are. The individuals that have done the research understand the globalist battle plan, and we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just wanted to take time out again to salute the audience. Because you are truly activist in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that's your operation, will not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items, 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future. We have never been closer to a new world war with the crisis in the Middle East, with the Saudi oil fields destroyed half of their capacity, 5% of world capacity. Whoever's behind it, know this, there are powerful forces that want a global conflagration.
And now is the time to be more aware of that than ever and understand how precarious our position is here on this planet. And that we are just mortal, flawed human beings that need to seek God's countenance, God's discernment, and to pray for peace, and to pray for transparency, and to pray that the very twisted, evil forces on this planet trying to start a world war will be exposed and their attempts at creating an even bigger global crisis will be stopped. Now, we'll probably avert a new world war, hopefully, but it's already tilting towards a global depression because of energy crises. We're covering it all live on the radio at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I think this is interesting. China is replacing the Ten Commandments with socialist propaganda. It never is, does it? Remember Bob Dylan said, you're going to serve somebody, right? You might own guns. You might even own tanks, like President Xi. But you're going to serve somebody. It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. Well, he thinks that he's God, actually, quite frankly. And that's really kind of the lesson of secular humanism. Humans make their own choices. They are sovereign. They don't have to serve anybody. That's the lie. And if you think that way, you're going to wind up being subject to, this is the kind of guy you're going to serve, right there, President Xi. You're going to wind up serving somebody like him if you think like that. They have the magazine Bitter Harvest has pointed out that while the Ten Commandments are kind of foundational to Judaism, to Christianity, and so forth, and atheist China, they are something the Chinese don't like. They've got their own commandments because they are God, right? And so the party must be obeyed in every respect. They replace the Ten Commandments with quotes from President Xi Jinping. And these are the quotes that they demand that the official state-run Christian church, understand, it's a subsidiary of the state, the Christian church that is allowed. They have a lot, very active underground church there. But if you want to, not have to hide out, you have to play by their rules. And their rules are that you will read this. The party must be obeyed in every respect. You have to do whatever the party tells you to do. If you contradict, your church will be shut down immediately. And they have to lecture that to the congregation as they're there. Remember, he had the mandate in the past that, well, you know, we may allow you to put a crucifix up of Jesus, but you're going to have to put a picture of Mao on one side and of Xi on the other side. And as I said, well, that's very fitting because they would be the two thieves. They don't realize the irony of that. I wonder if other Christians are thinking that as they look at that mandate there. But they're going to replace the Ten Commandments with quotes from the man who thinks that he is God. They will have to, with every church service, they will have to ritually raise the national flag, often while singing the national anthem. They'll have to teach beliefs about and promote the Chinese constitution, laws, and regulations. They'll have to preach and promote the core socialist values and promote China's excellent traditional culture, quote unquote. Is that really that much different, however? We look at this and say, wow, that's really bad. Is it really that much different than what happens here in the United States? We have a Supreme Court that feels that it is entitled to tell us where, when, and how we can practice our religion. What we can say when we go various places, we have lawsuits that are continuing to this day. They began in the middle of the 20th century saying you can't have a prayer. You can't have a moment of silence. You can't have a coach after the game pray with his team. You can't even, and we've got a sitting government governor right now who is being sued because he, went to talk on his own time, not necessarily his official government governor capacity. But they said, well, you know, as long as you're a governor, you got to shut up about your Christian beliefs. That's one thing you can't talk about. It's amazing when we think about how the ACLU and this other organization, Freedom From Religion, which is exactly the opposite of what the First Amendment says. We have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion, but they have turned it into that. And they've been able to do that with the dictates of a tyrannical Supreme Court. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking to Richard Proctor about the Constitution again. And we're going to talk about some of these Supreme Court and judicial decisions, not about religion, but we're going to talk about whether or not they can put mandates on President Trump and what's going on at the border and so forth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have the Supreme Court ruling that parents have no right to homeschool their kids. For now, that is the Switzerland Supreme Court. But it could happen here. Why not? Right? We have seen the Supreme Court weigh in on things that they have absolutely no brief on, if you want to put it that way. They have no right to overrule the people and the states when it comes to defining marriage. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that we have a definition for marriage. I mean, there's stuff in the Constitution that defines what a dollar is, and it's going to be defined in terms of gold and silver and so forth. We ignore that. And then we ignore the fact that it says, hey, you don't have any authority to do anything that we haven't expressly given you. So why, you know, all of our rights, I read that headline to you so that you would think about this. The Supreme Court rules that parents have no right to homeschool. That day is coming. It is. Are we going to obey that when it happens? Because if we allow the Supreme Court to operate as a Soviet-style Politburo, and that's precisely the way that they're operating, the Soviet Politburo was a group of 15 people who would determine all policy. They would, you know, the law was in their mouth. They would do whatever they wanted to do. And we actually had some Democrat candidates say, we need to increase the Supreme Court. We've got 9 right now. Let's increase it to 15. Oh, where'd they get that idea? Where'd they get that number? Well, it is a Politburo. And just like the Soviet Politburo, they said, well, we'll make sure it's not partisan. We'll allow the sitting Supreme Court members to choose the next 6 Supreme Court justices to sit with them, just like the Politburo. So when we look at this, this actually could happen here. But we now have a new constitution that is already being written for us. It is not a constitutional convention being done by our elected representatives. It's being done by Mark Zuckerberg, because Facebook is going to launch its own Supreme Court. There's a couple of things about this that are troubling. First of all, that you have this guy who, see if you can find that picture that I've given you in the past of Mark Zuckerberg, imagining himself as Caesar Augustus. Many people in mainstream press have talked about Zuckerberg's obsession. There it is, Zuckerberg's obsession with Caesar Augustus. And that's an actual magazine cover from The Economist. showing Zuckerberg dressed up and sitting on, you know, kind of a statue, but sitting on the throne like Caesar Augustus with his thumb up, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down. And, you know, he is the imperial governor of the world. He named his daughter after Augustus when they went on their honeymoon. He drug his wife around all these different places that had to do with the life of Caesar Augustus. He is absolutely fascinated with that. And this guy is a megalomaniac, if ever there was one. I mean, it's amazing to me. I always thought it was kind of funny when I was growing up, the James Bond movies, and they would have these supervillains with their military bases and launch sites inside a dormant volcano and all this other kind of thing, right? And I thought that's kind of funny that they always do it that way. Maybe Ian Fleming was on to something, you think? Was he telling us something that we needed to know? Because now they've come out of their caves and they're openly ruling the world, these corporate supervillains, these James Bond villains like Zuckerberg and Bezos and so forth, and just call him Blofeld. Jeff Blofeld. But anyway, Facebook launching its own Supreme Court. So they're creating a new constitution, a new set of rules being given to us by our new world ruler, Zuckerberg. Because, you know, if you make the rules, you are the ruler, right? He's got more money and he's got more people in his Facebook world than most countries do. And he has the power to alter elections. I mean, just look at what happened in Israel. You know, Netanyahu has lost power just before the election. Facebook suspended his Facebook page, his party's Facebook page. Regardless of whether you like Netanyahu or Israel or anything else, do you like Facebook doing that? Rigging elections? Because it's going to happen in this election as well. And so they're going to have a Supreme Court because he needs to have plausible deniability. He doesn't want to be seen as the ruler of the world. And so he creates a structure. And he looks at it, and it's a governmental structure because he wants to govern us. He wants to rule us. And the saddest thing about all this is that he's gone to the most degenerate form of our government, and that is the judicial tyranny that we're now suffering under with the Supreme Court. That is what he has chosen to model. You know, when the founders created the Constitution, they went back and they looked at Rome, the Roman Republic, and they tried to pull in elements of that that they thought worked or didn't work. Well, you know, they wouldn't have had a Supreme, you know, the Supreme Court being supreme over everybody was not the plan. We had different governmental branches intentionally dividing power at the central government because they were so afraid of it, and dividing power between the central government and the states and the people because they were concerned about consolidation of power. Now we have consolidation of power, and this is the model that Zuckerberg wants, a Supreme Court. He'll have five key powers for them. They'll be able to make interpretations of Facebook standards and guidelines in light of Facebook's articulated values. And it can instruct the company to allow or remove content, to uphold or reverse a decision that leads to content being permitted or removed, and to issue prompt written explanations of the board's decisions. Now, they're going to create precedents, you know, just like a Supreme Court. They're going to be able to decide which cases they want to hear. They'll pick the ones that they think will set an interesting precedent. I mean, it is exactly modeled after this tyrannical system of the Supreme Court that we've now embraced here in the United States. Zuckerberg says if someone disagrees with the decision they've made, they can appeal to us. Soon, they will be able to further appeal this to the independent board, and we hope that it gives people confidence that their views will be heard and that Facebook doesn't have ultimate power over their expression. It's a dodge. It's a dodge. It is plausible deniability. It is a lie, like everything about Fakebook. It is a cyber Politburo. They'll have 11 members initially. Eventually, he says, they'll probably get up to about 40. They will contract their services to Facebook, they say. They will serve a maximum of three-year terms each and will be paid for their time. Supreme Court metaphor, as this article from Ars Technica says, is apt. The panel will not by any stretch of the imagination be able to take all the cases before it. So they will choose what they hear. Do you really like these people ruling over you? I don't. A governance structure for online speech. That's exactly what we're talking about. And it is part of his charm offensive as he goes before Congress. This guy is a snake charmer, folks. A snake charmer. Pointing out, oh, look, they can even overrule me. Even overrule me. And at the same time, as part of the Laura Loomer lawsuit, because, you know, they kicked Laura Loomer off. They called her a dangerous person. She's suing them. She's also running for office. And they admitted that they are a publisher in their legal filings. They said, under well-established law, neither Facebook nor any other publisher can be liable for failing to publish someone else's message. Now, this comes on the heels of prior testimony from them that, well, no, we're not really, we're not publishers. And it's also important because under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, what they did was they said, well, we're not going to hold tech platforms liable for each and everything. We're not going to make you curate everything there. They're doing it willingly. They're doing it in partnership. They want government contracts. They want help from DARPA and the military industrial complex. So they're doing this willingly. And they're doing it according to their values. But see, they don't have to do this because they've already been given immunity. They could have a free speech platform. They could be like Jack Dorsey at Twitter said, we are the free speech wing of the free speech party or whatever. They could be that if they wanted to. Because publishers are liable when their writers defame somebody, but a tech platform is not held liable for the content that is created by its users. So, you know, when Zuckerberg wants to be king of the world, he is king of the world. But when he wants to pull back, he says, I got a Supreme Court for this. When he wants to be a publisher, he says, that's my right. I'm a publisher, so I can shut down InfoWars, anybody else. But then when he doesn't want to get sued, he comes back the other direction, says, I'm not a publisher.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. We've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Last week and a half, we've been running two specials that are the best deals in our history. 75% off the total gut health combo pack. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at over 50% off. It's incredible. We also have the Dusk Till Dawn InfoWars AM PM pack, which makes it easy to take it in the morning and take it in the evening. 13 different key capsules that are incredible. You want to supercharge your life? This helps you remember to do it, and the results for myself and many others have been nothing less than astounding. Plus, you can't beat it. It funds the information war. You have absolutely nothing to lose but not taking action. Believe me, the deep state, Hillary, Obama, the NWO, they hope you don't support InfoWars in this urgent moment when they're trying to shut us down. So we've got a whole bunch of other specials running as well. Check them out. They're all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
We have entered a great time of change. The social engineers who serve Satan, who are in control of this planet, believe that if they can organize enough crises that they control, they can terrorize the planet into accepting a tyrannical corporate world government known as a technocracy, in their own words, that will manage and control and manipulate every facet of our lives. At first, they give you just a few basic things to do. Don't support Trump. Don't promote Alex Jones. And once you've submitted to that, well, don't say mother and father. And, well, let us sterilize your children. And take these forced inoculations. And here, take this Prozac pill. And here, smoke this weaponized marijuana. Oh, you know, don't be a Christian. This is truly the Mark of the Beast system, and we're on air right now covering it. And you're awake. You're involved. You're engaged. You're an ambassador of truth, so I'm begging you for yourself and myself and my family and your family. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, the live shows, right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in this segment is going to be Richard Proctor. We're going to be talking about the Constitution. We're going to be talking about the power struggles that are going on. You know, there's power struggles besides just the Russiagate attempts to overthrow President Trump. There are real struggles that are always going on, regardless of who is president, but it's especially stepped up now with President Trump. There's always this power struggle between different political parties, between states, and between the federal government, and we've got that manifesting itself in a lot of different ways right now. We have this case that was just decided by a judge, and of course the state of California is going to appeal it, but California wanted to keep President Trump off the ballot, threatening to keep him off the ballot if he didn't give them, I think it was 5 years of tax returns or something like that. And so we've now had a judge say, you can't do that. So we're going to talk about that court decision, how that fits with the Constitution. There's also on the other coast in New York, both of the left and right coast are really after President Trump. We have a Manhattan DA there, Cyrus Vance Jr. Many people of my age will remember Cyrus Vance. Nevertheless, his son is now Manhattan DA, and he is trying to subpoena stuff from President Trump, and President Trump is resisting that. And then there's the questions about whether or not President Trump can change the power structure, the regulatory structure of California and their corporate average fuel economy mandates to try to let them dictate what kind of cars the rest of us can drive. And then the power struggle with the president and the Pentagon, not just on whether or not he's going to stay in Afghanistan, but whether or not he can defend the border. You know, we had the Pentagon come out and say, okay, well, you know, the defense secretary said, we'll let you have $3.5 billion. And then within a week, they come back and say, nah, it looks like it's going to be over budget, so we're going to take that away. And then finally, we've got a lot of different issues we're going to talk to Richard Proctor about. We're also going to talk about the Electoral College. What is its purpose? What is its power? So all that stuff is coming up in just a moment. Before we get to Richard, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do. You have been very good to support us. And folks, we got very good products too. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm very proud of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. They're safe, they're natural, they're effective, and right now, many of them are deeply, deeply discounted. We've got BrainForce Plus, 50% off when you buy it in combination with the new product ChillForce to help you to relax. BrainForce helps you to focus, helps you to recall. 50% off that when you buy it in combination with ChillForce. ChillForce by itself is 40% discount right now to get you to try that if you want it. BodEase, an all-natural anti-inflammatory supplement, turmeric, and many other natural ingredients, 50% off. We have 75% off our gut health combo, 75% off. Think about that. That's 8 different supplements that are going to support your gut health. And each of those are highly discounted themselves. But when you get all 8 of them together in that combo, that's 75% off. We also have Super Male Vitality, 50% off. You get a Ultimate Female Force for free with that. And then finally, we have a special just for the listeners of this program. You can save 20% off of Silver Bullet, And that's our colloidal silver product. 20% off of Silver Bullet. Just enter the code David at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, joining us now is Richard Proctor. He has been on many times with us, and his website is Bathroom Economics, because he studies both economics and the Constitution, and he's written some excellent books about both of those topics, things that are at the level that you can use to teach your children those subjects, and also things that are going to teach you a great deal about those subjects, because Richard Proctor has great insights on all these. So I'm anxious to see what he has to say about these power struggles that are going on. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. I've been listening to you the last little while, and wow, there's stuff going on.
Yeah, there is. You know, where do you want to jump in? You want to jump in with this this court ruling about California trying to mandate that President Trump has to give them 5 years of tax returns before he can get on the ballot?
Yeah, let's why not jump into that?
Okay.
You know, of course, California has the right to have any law they want as long as they don't violate Article 1, Section 9 and 10. But they're not supposed to say anything about the president, period. Article 1, Section 4, Paragraph 1 says that they can control how the senators and the representatives are elected or are chosen. And they can say that, but they can't say anything about the president because the Constitution never gives authority to anybody except the Electoral College to do anything about the president. And
yeah, and so, and that's what the judge said. The judge said, you can't, you have no authority to make qualifications about who can run for office. In other words, they can't say that, you know, well, the Constitution says he's got to be, what, 35? They can't say, no, you know, we're going to take it down to 30, or we're going to raise it up to 45.
Right.
And so that's what that judge said. Now, they said they're going to appeal it, but that judge got it right, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He got it right. Have no right to do that. It shouldn't even be a question. This ballot access stuff for president is completely unconstitutional. The actual purpose of the Electoral College is to meet the number of all the Electoral College members in a state, meet in that state on the same day as the other states meet in their members meet in their states. And they each are supposed to select two people, statesmen, that are one in their state and one out of their state. It's very clear in Article 2. Then they compile, the state compiles those statistics, send it sealed to the Senate, and the Senate opens them with the House, and then they begin to look at those nominations and choose the one that got the most and the one that got the second most. That's the president and the vice president. There is no party. There is no ballot access. There's none of this stuff. None of this is supposed to be going on. I mean,
and how are those electors chosen under the Constitution?
Oh, they're chosen by the states however they want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's in paragraph one.
And what we have now is we have such a thoroughly partisan situation that the states will come to you. They have all the ballot access requirements, as we've talked about before. And then they will come to each individual party. If you're on the ballot, they will say, well, in case your candidate wins the most, then you're going to be able to choose your party. Will choose the slate of electors. So the Democrat Party will send them a slate. If you got, 12 electors coming from your state, then you get to select, 12, you've got 12 congressmen, you'll have 12 electors. And so you give them a list of 12 people for the Democrats. The Republicans give them a list of 12, and the Libertarians and the Constitutional Party or the Greens or whoever get each of these parties gives them a list of 12. And if your guy wins or woman wins, then your 12 people go to Washington and choose, right?
No, that's not how it's supposed to be. David,
that's why they're doing it. They don't even look at the document, do they?
I know that's how they're doing it, and that's why we're in the garbage we're in on the presidential election.
What's funny about this, Richard, is that they started saying, remember, was it a court case or somebody said, can you vote in your own conscience as an elector? Because they're trying everything they can to switch up or to change the way the Electoral College is running, not going back to the original design because it has been switched up and changed. But then they said, yeah, they can do whatever they want. They said, well, we call those people unfaithful electors. And yet they're unfaithful to the Constitution, aren't they?
Oh, everybody. Yes, absolutely. You know, this whole thing about the Electoral College voting in December, I mean, that's when they're supposed to meet, is in December, and select, or whatever date the Congress sets. And they're supposed to meet on that date in their state.
Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Stay with us, and we're also going to talk about these other power struggles that are going on between Trump and California.
Band.video. Yes. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars, and we are the individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan, and we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just wanted to take time out again to salute the audience because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that's your operation, will not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future. For the last week and a half, we've been running two specials that are the best deals in our history. 75% off the Total Gut Health Combo Pack. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at over 50% off. It's incredible. We also have the Dusk Till Dawn InfoWars AM PM Pack, which makes it easy to take it in the morning and take it in the evening. 13 different key capsules that are incredible. You want to supercharge your life? This helps you remember to do it, and the results for myself and many others have been nothing less than astounding. Plus, you can't beat it. It funds the information war. You have absolutely nothing to lose but not taking action. Believe you, the deep state, Hillary, Obama, the NWO, they hope you don't support InfoWars in this urgent moment when they're trying to shut us down. So we've got a whole bunch of other specials running as well. Check them out. They're all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
We have never been closer to a new world war with the crisis in the Middle East with the Saudi oil fields destroyed, half of their capacity, 5% of world capacity. Whoever's behind it, know this, there are powerful forces that want a global conflagration. And now is the time to be more aware of that than ever and understand how precarious our position is here on this planet. And that we are just mortal, flawed human beings that need to seek God's countenance, God's discernment, and to pray for peace, and to pray for transparency, and to pray that the very twisted, evil forces on this planet trying to start a world war will be exposed and their attempts at creating an even bigger global crisis will be stopped. Now, we'll probably avert a new world war, hopefully, but it's already tilting towards a global depression because of energy crises. We're covering it all live on the radio at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor. We're talking about the Electoral College. The Democrats are so upset about the Electoral College and they want to get rid of it, and they don't even acknowledge the fact that what we currently have has absolutely no resemblance to what's in the Constitution, does it, Richard?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. The The last time we had any resemblance to what's in the Constitution for an election for president was 1796 with Adams. That's the last time.
Wow.
We've never seen it since.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. It's like when you talked about the number of representatives that we're supposed to have, how they fought about that for a very long time. They came up with a number that was a negotiated settlement.
Yes.
And put it in the Constitution, then immediately ignored it, and we've been ignoring it ever since.
Immediately, the very, very first census, they ignored it. I mean, it's amazing what goes on. That was just a federal government decision, or the power behind the federal government decision, one or the other.
So we now have a situation where the Electoral College is now become captive to the political parties. As I said, political party, they ask you for a list of your electors. And there's a little bit of trivia here that I think is interesting, because when they start talking about, could an elector actually make their own decision, or are they bound to somebody? And of course they can make their own decision. And it's not a theory. You know, they're all saying, we had a judge who said they could do this, and maybe that's an end that we could, manipulate the system or whatever. But that's already happened, Richard. Do you remember when that happened with Roger McBride, the guy who was, he was the heir of Rose Wilder Lane, who wrote the Little House on the Prairie stories about her mother, Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Uh-huh.
And he was chosen as a Republican elector. And when he went, I think it was the 1972 election, he voted for the Libertarian candidate, even though he's supposed to vote for the Republican candidate. He voted in the Electoral College. He cast his vote for that. They cast him out of the Republican Party. But, that just goes to show that even though this has been taken captive by the political parties, he was able to, vote for whoever he wanted. And there wasn't anything they could do about it.
No, but, and that's a partial right, of course, of what he wanted, mm-hmm. what he should do. But in reality, now what state was he from?
I don't remember. Okay, I think it was California.
Say it was California.
I'm guessing.
In reality, in California, they were all of their electorals, however many they have. They're supposed to have one for every 30,000 people. Anyway, all of them meet on the particular day and nominate. Now, the Constitution says a vote for, but in our vernacular, it means nominate. So they nominate two people. Anybody they want, free. They can do whatever they want. Nominate whomever they want. That's how it's supposed to work. And it's the reason it doesn't work that way is because the political parties, those bastards, they took over the Electoral College on their own whim and destroyed what are our presidential election. The Article 2, everything in the Constitution is written in order of importance. Article 2, the first thing it says is the president has executive power, okay? And it gives the times of the terms. Then it says each state shall appoint electoral college members based on the number of representatives and senators you've got. Then it tells how the electors shall meet in their respective states and vote or nominate by ballot two people, of whom one is in the state and one is outside the state. I mean, it is very clear.
And yet, if we were to have this situation, they would be appointed, by the state government, like they used to appoint senators, or would they have...
The legislature, yes.
The legislature.
They're appointed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
They appoint the number they're supposed to do, and the number is so huge that they have a lot of different... in California, what would be the number? What's the population of California? I know, 50 million or something?
I have no idea.
Anyway, they're going to have hundreds and hundreds of electoral college guys, and they're going to appoint two each, so it's double that number. And so we're going to have – it'll be very, very difficult to select the people that would go on an agenda. It would be an accurate representation of whatever that state people wanted to have, because those people would choose their normal people that are doing it, They'd mm-hmm. choose – and that's all their nominations are sealed in an envelope and sent to the Senate.
And for people who are looking at this, understand that the founders of this country were kind of concerned about democracy. They really wanted more of a republic. They really wanted the people who were kind of paying attention. If you were involved in the process and you're knowledgeable about the process, and they wanted you to have more of a say in it than just the common person who's going to look out there and say, free health care, free college, free this. Okay, I'll vote for you. I mean, that's kind of an auction to the slaves.
Yeah, this situation is not supposed to be two wolves and a lamb deciding what's for dinner. That's not how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Although
mm-hmm.
that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Let's talk a little bit about this case in Manhattan. Because you and I both agree, we think that the judge got it right, according to the Constitution. The Constitution defines what the qualifications for president are and the qualifications to get on the ballot. And that's not something that the state of California has the right under the Constitution because, you know, that's been surrendered under the Constitution to the federal government. But what about this Manhattan DA who is trying to probe President Trump while he's in office? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, there's so much violations of what's going on, but I don't think he has any authority to do any of that stuff. But, you know, that's really a question of the laws of New York, of New York State, because that doesn't violate Sections 9 and 10 of Article 1.
When the president is in office, if there is a crime, isn't that something that is supposed to be the president to keep him from being caught up by every partisan district attorney throughout the country? Isn't it the sort of thing where he has to be indicted by the House? We call that impeachment, and then tried in the Senate. And then if they kick him out of office, then he is a private citizen. And then the district attorney, if there's a crime there, has a go at him, right? Isn't that the process?
That's how it would work. And they wouldn't impeach him on some odd little thing that happened in some state that there's no evidence for. They wouldn't do it. Although the impeachment just means the House is meeting on it. The Senate settles the impeachment, yes or no, but just being impeached just means the House is looking at you.
It's just like an indictment type of thing where they refer it to the Senate that actually does the trial.
Yeah, they have to look at the evidence to see whether or not it's like a grand jury. They have to look at the evidence to see whether or not there's a crime. Mm-hmm. And that's what the House does.
And so this Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. is really trying to do an end around the whole process. These people don't recognize that. It's kind of funny, Richard, when we look at this, because even Nancy Pelosi is telling Nadler, stop this Moby Dick-like impeachment obsession. I mean, he's chasing President Trump like he's chasing the great white whale, right?
Yeah.
She says, and you can leak that to people. She said that a week ago. And I don't know, I guess we could start calling Nadler Ishmael, but I think he looks a little bit more like the penguin. A lot of people call him the penguin. I think the real person who's obsessed with Moby Dick, with President Trump, is Hillary Clinton. Boy, she's more like Ahab than anybody I've seen. But we're going to talk a little bit more about – well, actually, we got about a minute and a half. So let's talk a little bit about, whether or not the Pentagon has the right to shut down the president when it comes to building the wall.
No, they have no right whatsoever. He's the commander-in-chief. They do what he says. That's the chain of command. What's they doing trying to violate the chain of command? If there are colonels and those stuff underneath the generals, they'll throw them out. And they turn around and say, well, commander-in-chief, we're not going to honor what you're telling us to do. No, they don't have any right to do that.
I think that's a very serious thing that we're seeing going on right now, because, you know, not only have we seen the intelligence agencies try to orchestrate a coup against President Trump, but we've seen the Pentagon exhibit the most extraordinary insubordination to our civilian president that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, we contrast what they're doing to President Trump to what happened with Harry Truman and Douglas MacArthur. I mean, you know, you may have liked Douglas MacArthur, but he had to, and he stepped down, you know, when he was fired by President Truman, he stepped down.
Yeah.
But these guys, I don't know if these guys would go. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us. Richard Proctor, again, you can find him at bathroomeconomics.com.
We have entered a great time of change. The social engineers who serve Satan, who are in control of this planet, believe that if they can organize enough crises that they control, they can terrorize the planet into accepting a tyrannical corporate world government known as a technocracy, in their own words, that will manage and control and manipulate every facet of our lives. At first, they give you just a few basic things to do. Don't support Trump. Don't promote Alex Jones. And once you've submitted to that, well, don't say mother and father. And, well, let us sterilize your children. Or take these forced inoculations. And here, take this Prozac pill. And here, smoke this weaponized marijuana. Oh, you know, don't be a Christian. This is truly the Mark of the Beast system, and we're on air right now covering it. And you're awake. You're involved. You're engaged.
You're an ambassador of truth, so I'm begging you for yourself and myself and my family and your family. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, the live shows, right now.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood had been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
The last week and a half, we've been running two specials that are the best deals in our history. 75% off the total gut health combo pack. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at over 50% off. It's incredible. We also have the Dusk Till Dawn InfoWars AM PM pack, which makes it easy to take it in the morning and take it in the evening. 13 different key capsules that are incredible. You want to supercharge your life? This helps you remember to do it, and the results for myself and many others have been nothing less than astounding. Plus, you can't beat it. It funds the information war. You have absolutely nothing to lose but not taking action. Believe you, the deep state, Hillary, Obama, the NWO, they hope you don't support InfoWars in this urgent moment when they're trying to shut us down. So we've got a whole bunch of other specials running as well. Check them out. They're all about to end. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit about what the Pentagon is allowing the president to do and what the Pentagon is not allowing the president to do. I mean, this is a very, very dangerous thing. We're talking to Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. Yeah, this is the sort of thing, this is how we got into the situation where the Supreme Court rules us. We gradually had people in office, both Congress and the office of the presidency, where they gradually ceded power to the Supreme Court, power that the Supreme Court didn't have. And I think the troubling thing that we're seeing right now is that power is being ceded to the Pentagon that they don't have. They're supposed to be under the authority of the president, and yet when President Trump said, I'm going to leave Afghanistan, the Pentagon said, several people at the Pentagon said, no, we're not leaving. We're not leaving. Like, they should have been fired right then. They should have been kicked out right then by President Trump. He should have exercised his authority and told them, you're out. Because he did not do that, the Pentagon kept saying, well, I don't think we have the authority to put, spend any of our budget on building the wall. Then finally, a couple of weeks ago, the Pentagon approved an additional 20 miles of border wall. Now think about this. This is 2 years in the Trump administration. He's wanting to do that. And finally, the Pentagon approves it. And everybody reports it as this is a decision of the Pentagon. And it is. because if they didn't want to do it, they wouldn't do it. And we found that out shortly after that, because within about a week or so, the Defense Department came out and the Pentagon puts the brakes on three border barrier projects. And they said they did it because they were worried about cost overrun. Richard, when has the Pentagon ever been worried about cost overrun? This is a naked power play, isn't it?
You know, I have to blame Trump. I'm sorry. I hate to do that.
Yeah.
But I have to blame Trump. Clear back
right.
in the beginning of his administration, when he tried to set up the laws, the rules of immigration on people that are terrorists, the judges said, you can't do that. Trump
right.
had the authority right then to say, I'm sorry, that's not your purview. I'm going to do it.
That's right.
And he didn't.
Yeah, and I've been saying that from the very beginning. And now he's done it to the Pentagon. Now the Pentagon is saying what our immigration policy is going to be.
Yes,
and the most ridiculous, reason I've ever seen that the Pentagon is concerned about cost.
Oh yeah, they don't care about cost at all. But you know, the president has abdicated, I guess that's the right word, his authority to dictate what his people working for him are supposed to do, and
yes.
what the Supreme Court doesn't have authority to do.
Yes,
or
that's
any
right.
federal court, by the way.
You know, the Supreme Court gave power to President Trump. They said, okay, you can use Pentagon funds for the border wall.
Didn't
and then the Pentagon
right.
says, yeah, we'll do that, a little bit of it. And then they come back and say, no, we're going to take that back again. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing.
We've got the whole topsy-turvy here. It's like my young son saying, well, Dad, I'm not going to do anything you say. I'm going to do what I want to do. Tough luck. That's
mm-hmm.
not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's astounding. It's astounding how far down the road we've come from even common sense government stuff. It's terrible. That's why, remember back on our first visits when I first came on, I talked about how the states could get rid of the overreach of the federal government if they just would?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
reason why. Because these things are happening in the federal government, and they're overstepping their bounds, and they're dictating things that's not according to anything, common sense, the Constitution, or anything, not according to the Declaration of Independence, anything.
The emperor has no clothes, the emperor has no authority, and it's pretty clear. It's really very clear. And if we had anybody at the state level, not just at, it's going to be easier, I think you and I both agree, to do this at the state and local level.
It's absolutely imperative. Yeah, imperative.
It's the only place it's going to get done. And we can see that right now in the Trump administration. As much as he is confrontational, he is bowing down to the Pentagon. He's bowing down to the judiciary. And that's one of the reasons why he can't get anything done at the border, because he's accepting their unconstitutional usurpation of power. But let's talk about California, because I think this is a very interesting case, Richard. This is another fight that President Trump is having in California. Again, they tried to kick him off the ballot, and, the court rightfully said, no, you can't set qualifications for the president. And as he went to California and raised a lot of money there, and that got him upset, the Washington Post says the Trump administration is going to revoke California's power to set stricter auto emission standards. And listen to the way that they put this in here, Richard. They said, Trump administration, it's the Washington Post, of course, plans this week to revoke California's long-standing right to set stricter air pollution standards for cars and trucks. Okay, now, they're not saying it's a constitutional right. They're saying it's a long-standing right. And where this came from, they had said, well, we would like to set air pollution standards in California way back in 2005. And the George W. Bush administration said, no, you can't. But when Obama became president, he said, yes, you can. And so in 2009, the EPA said, we'll let you, just California, not any of the other 49 states, we'll give you special privileges to set what the air pollution standards are. And then they take it the next level and they say, well, to regulate air pollution standards, we're going to regulate fuel economy for cars. I mean, this is how the gradual process of infringement, how we lose our law, our powers, our rights, isn't it, Richard?
Yes, it is. The nose and the tent flap is really a good thing here. That's the Arab running down with the tent flap in the sandstorm, and how the camel took over the tent and put him out. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
It's all piecemeal. It's all piecemeal, a little bit at a time.
Because when you think about this, this was power that was granted to California by who? By the EPA, ultimately.
No,
okay?
By the Constitution, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was, the EPA, though, is, the EPA said to California, we're going to give you control over this. Well, you know, California's got control with things in the 10th Amendment, but the EPA, which doesn't have any constitutional authority,
no
says,
authority
we're going to let you regulate this and not the other states.
Yes. Oh, I just sit here. I groan while these things are going on. David, I'm sorry. This is just too much for me. These people in this country won't stand up for their own rights. California could always do that if they want to. If they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. Every mm-hmm. state has every right that's not listed in Articles. Well, in the Constitution itself, where the government is told what they can do and what they can't do, and they can't do any of these things they're doing. There were over 1,000 agencies in 2006, all unconstitutional, that we're paying for every day. And it just irritates me that we as a people don't do something about it, because it's our responsibility.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing when we look at this. I look at it, and it's like, I don't want California, because of the size of their market. We talked about how big their economy is, how many people live there. If they dictate fuel economy standards or anything else about a car, they're essentially dictating it for the rest of us. I don't want to see that happen as a citizen, but they have the right under the Constitution to do that. That isn't something that is a power that can be delegated by the EPA, because the EPA doesn't even have the authority to exist under the Constitution, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's how crazy this whole thing is.
That's right. it's just completely gone. Everything is topsy-turvy. Now, you're right that California should not be able to dictate what Iowa does in their cars. Well, if Iowa wanted to do what they wanted to do, I'll bet a manufacturer would service them and Nebraska and all the other states, too, if there weren't so many. See, the companies are so huge that they're taking over the world. And that's mm-hmm. another problem, but that's not a problem of the Constitution. That's a problem of people not understanding what free enterprise is.
That's right. And the way that they got that large is because they worked with the federal bureaucracies to mandate a lot of safe, in my opinion, the way they got that there was they mandated a lot of very expensive regulations, emissions controls, one of them, right? So if you're a startup company, you're not going to be able to start up in competition with them. Why? Because they've got so many complex regulations that it's going to cost you too much money to develop your own engine.
And
it's going to cost you too much money to go. The only people that try to go into competition with the automobile companies try to go the three-legged route. It's a three-legged race because they say, well, it's not a car, so these regulations don't apply, because if the regulations apply, nobody could compete with them.
But you see, the state could say nullify all those regulations, and the people in their state could make cars however they wanted to.
That's right. That's right.
The state can nullify all that stuff because it's all unconstitutional. So get your state legislatures fixed. That's another part that's got to be done. You got to get them fixed so that they will follow the Constitution and outlaw, nullify everything from the Supreme Court or the federal government or everything that's not in the Constitution.
It's make your state a sanctuary state for AR-15s, a sanctuary state for automobiles that are affordable and practical, the kind of, you know, let the market decide. You can do that at the state level.
Yes,
so we could
can.
Go just the opposite direction of California. You know, it's just amazing to me, this whole chain of imaginary legal decisions. You create an imaginary agency. They give imaginary powers to California. And then they extend those into fuel economy.
Let's use that thing about Iowa a minute. They say we can make the cars however we want, and they do. Okay? Now, they'll be less expensive. People will always look for something that's less expensive, that's reliable, and they'll go to Iowa to buy their cars.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Thank you for joining us. We're out of time. I wish we had more time with Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. Great books on the Constitution, great books on economics. Thank you, Richard, and thank you, folks, for listening.